Hello.
Hello.
Oh, you're coming in clear. You must have done your homework.
Yes,
Even though
I
you're
did.
late as shit. You're tardy.
I am not.
You
Well,
are late.
technically, I'm a little late.
Yes, you're
The
late.
problem is when I went to start Skype, it decided to do some kind of install.
Ah, well, let me make sure it's recording, damn it.
And then when I did the test call, I couldn't hear anything again. So I had to go through full rigmarole.
But you know what happens if you do that early? You don't have the problem. See?
My problem is anticipating.
Well, let me ask you this. If you have a meeting at work, do you show up late? If you have to prepare something 15 minutes before?
No, but see, the difference is work pays me cash money.
We pay you cash. What are you talking about? Those checks might not clear very well, but that's because no listeners are paying us anything.
Well, I haven't seen any of the Patreon money yet for some reason,
That's because
and I've been meaning to
we
talk to
have
this.
it's because we have no listeners is what I discovered.
It's because we have no Patreon.
We have no Patreon. Oh, you want a Patreon? Well, why don't you set it up? Maybe they can pay for your drawing supplies or your writing supplies, your typewriter.
That would be good. They could pay for ink for my new ink cartridges for my typewriter.
Yeah,
New
that's what
rip.
I'm saying. Man, my glasses are filthy. It's like somebody put their fingerprints all over them.
That's like my son's glasses. Like every time I look at them, it's like, how do you see out of those things?
Yeah, I almost couldn't see, man. I was almost to bump into the wall.
That's probably why you think it's I'm so late, because you can't read the time
I
correctly.
can read the clock. Late. But I anticipated it. I was reading Die, Die, Die again.
Die, the comic book.
The comic book that you won't get, right?
I'm not into it. I read the free Comic Book Day version.
Die, Die, Die?
Oh no, not die.
That's the
That's a
Robert
different one.
Kirkman go to the comic shop, get your comic type thing.
Yeah, I haven't got one of those yet. I ordered one from DCBS.
Oh, did you? Did they you saw the email or what?
Yeah.
Ah.
I did.
And you took action. You said, I better place my order.
I did.
Ah. I went to the
So,
comic shop. I did what Robert Kirkman told me to do.
you did what you're supposed to do.
Yes, I did what I was supposed to do.
Maybe I'll do that also, in case I don't get it from DCBS.
I didn't even know about it. That's how out of shit like of the news I am. Like I don't read like Bleeding Cool or any of that news site stuff. Like the only time I go to Newsarama is to see the early solicits.
Yeah. Well, did they for the for this comic was there any notification? I thought it just
I
no
think
one knew
it
until it
I think it, I
dropped.
think it leaked early.
Or did it?
Well, a day before, like it wasn't. Like Martin knew about it. That's the only reason I heard about it is I was listening to Martin's podcast and he talked about it and I'm like, "What is this shit?" I hate shenanigans like this normally. Like
I know, I hate Martin's
no,
shenanigans too.
if I can't order something and I want to order something, I get pissed off. Like I'm like, "That's fucked up shit."
Yeah. I mean, I understand what he's doing, but yeah, I like it better when it's because then you have there's a chance you're not going to get it, and then it's
Then
like
he
a beat.
defeats the goddamn purpose. Like, the purpose is, what's the purpose of his letter? What is his manifesto? Be excited about Wednesdays and go to your comic shop and get it, right?
Yes, I don't know. I haven't read it, but yes.
Well, yes, that's what it
Hey.
is. That's what the letter says. Go there, be excited for Wednesday without knowing about it, like not knowing what's there. Well, why put it out digitally then? Like if I would have known it was on Comixology, like I saw Daryl said I was gonna read it or I'm gonna read it. I'm like, how are you gonna read it? How did you read it? Oh, I read it on Comixology. What the fuck is it? Why is it available? Like, I was like, why is this available digitally then?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel. I mean, I can see him releasing it digitally like a little bit later, maybe.
That's what
Like
I
a
could
couple
see.
weeks later.
Yes. All I'm asking for is a paper first. You know how they have their digital first
Yeah,
bullshit?
paper
Paper
first.
first.
We
Paper
deserve it
first.
first because we're getting the physical. We got to do the effort.
We have to do the effort, right? We have to drive places. We have to order stuff.
There you go, order in advance.
These guys just go fucking on Comixology and click, click, and they
Yeah,
download it and they read the shit.
one click. So late.
Bullshit. Lazy
Yeah.
fuckers. While we're keeping the industry alive. Because they're just like 10%. They're a piddly 10%.
Yeah, and in the future, like no one's gonna remember the digital comics because they'll all be disappeared. They'll all be gone
Oh yeah,
or
because
obsolete. But
yeah.
we'll still have that those stacks of comics.
That's right, because we know
The
what's going to
future
happen
generations,
post-apocalyptic. It's an
future
EM pulse,
generations.
man. Boom. Electronics gone. Boof. Like Daryl, I'm sure he hasn't properly spent $1 million shielding his iPad.
Or the next thing will come along. You know,
Unless
it's like
his caca is like shield proof, like,
oh,
because
that's
he
true. There's a
takes it to
film.
the toilet and like caca iPad. He's
That's
got a
true. There's a film
caca
of very
fecal
fine
matter.
fecal and urine particles protecting it.
His
Smart.
particles might be like protective of nuclear fallout and EM pulses.
Very genius.
Maybe
But I
that's
was
why
gonna.
he like eats so much damn spaghetti. Because maybe he knows something that we don't know.
Oh, it's probably. You know how like tomatoes have like that. There's something in tomatoes that's special that helps your body. Like there's a mineral or
Yeah.
something in there.
Yep,
That's
it's
probably
like
what it is.
lice fecal matter is what it
Yeah,
is.
lycosphin
Lycosphenor. All these
Lyco.
little aphids shitting all over him makes a shield barrier or for an EM pulse.
Yeah, maybe, and then once the aphid poop goes through your body, it becomes even more powerful.
Yeah.
It like multiplies.
So maybe he is ready. Maybe he's shielded his device. But then there won't be anything to charge it. That doesn't give anything to charge it.
He's okay for a little while, though. A little while,
Maybe he should shove the plug up his ass. Maybe
like a
it'll do
potato.
some. Yeah. Maybe he should keep his little iPhone plug in his ass. But then where's he gonna plug it into?
No, it's powered by his ass.
Maybe
Like if
if he gets a fork and sticks it in the socket and puts his butthole in it, he'll protect that too. He'll protect his
I think it works like
electronics.
you know how you like you have an experiment where you're like a light bulb and you plug it into a potato and the potato
Yeah.
powers the light bulb. He'll just have one of those,
Oh
but
yeah,
instead of a
he'll have to
potato,
plug it into his ass,
like
and as long
that.
as, but then he's got the problem of having to live. How does he get spaghetti in this post-apocalyptic world to keep it going?
Sure, he has to. Well, I don't know what people are eating in the post-apocalyptic. I'm eating my vegetables from my garden.
Oh, they're annihilated. There's roaches, and that's about all that's left. There's no green left. What are you talking about, garden? What are
Depends
you shielding
how
with?
close you were to the ground
Fallout?
zero. Yeah, depends how much fallout you have.
Oh, Chicago's gone, man.
That's true.
They have they have the bears.
That's true. Chicago is gone.
It's
Damn it.
gone.
There goes my garden.
Paper
Oh.
first. I'm starting a new campaign.
But
Paper first.
in all honesty, digital could go the way of the VCR or the Betamax.
It
Where in
could.
the future, people will be like, what? Comixology? Reading digital comics? No one does that anymore. We have this new thing. We only read
Paper.
comics this new way, on this new device, in this new format.
Well, the president is bringing back like coal and shit, so maybe paper is gonna be. Chop some trees down, man.
The good thing about paper is, unlike Betamax and VCRs, you do not need a device to read them. That's the downfall. The videotapes are fine on their own, but we just don't have devices to read them. Well, we do, but
Yeah, you have to have devices to read
comic
them.
books, you don't need devices. You don't even really need, unless you can't read close up, then you need some kind of eyewear. Beyond that, the perfect medium.
I don't even think those guys read comics. I think they have it read them to them.
I think they just read Newsarama.
Yeah.
And summary.
They just get on Newsarama and Bleeding Cool and figure out what the comic's about and then talk about them.
Yeah, and then figure out what they should be mad about.
Yeah.
Right, you're very mad about the latest
Yeah. So I was like,
atrocity in the comics
I
industry.
actually think I would have acted differently if I knew more about it. Like, I don't think I would. Well, I was going to the shop anyway because I missed going on the 4th. Because I was gone. So I had to go get my DC books because I don't get them through DCBS. I get them from my shop.
Right.
And then I heard Martin's podcast and I was like, what the hell is this? And then I didn't know it was going to be released on Comixology or it might have changed my strategy. I might have just said, oh, I'll just tell DCBS to put it on there and just wait for it to come in. But anyway, I was at the shop and they had two copies on the shelf and I grabbed one of them.
We only had two copies
Yeah, they only had two. They had a bunch
left.
of Oblivion song, but they only had two. Yeah, I don't know how much they.
I thought they got one per Oblivion song.
I don't
Like, I
know
thought he
how much,
based it on
but
that.
you have to pay for them though, is what I get. So like, if he only wanted to pay for
The
two,
store.
yeah. I don't know how much he's decided to put into it.
I thought the stores got them for free.
I don't think so. That's a lot. Did they get him for free?
I don't know.
Because he ordered a lot of Oblivion song. I know he did. Because he's got a shit ton still on the shelf.
I thought that the stores didn't know it was coming, like, were surprised by it. Because otherwise, if they had to pay for it, then they would have had to order. Like, if they had to pay for it, you can't be like, here's 10 comics.
Well,
You owe us
I
money.
thought it just showed up. Like I thought it just showed up in their order form. Like I know
Showed up
number
with a bill. You owe us
I don't know.
$200.
It seems like somebody's got a I don't think Kirkman would ship like fit the bill for shipping. So let's say what if you're a store
Right,
and you order
Diamond's got to get paid.
Yeah, you ordered 100 copies of Oblivion Song and let's say you get 100 copies of Die Die Die. Then who's going to pay for the boxing of that and the packaging and the shipping? Who pays for that? I don't you think Kirkman's
The
fitting the bill
printing.
for not just the comic books but for the shipping as well?
You would have to. I mean, if you wanted to do it that way.
I know, but I don't think that's how it happened. I'll
It
ask my
might not
shop
be.
on Wednesday. Unfortunately, the days I go now, Ed is not working. He's got some other guy working there, so I don't see him much to ask him questions like this. But oh well, I got a
But
copy of.
I mean, even if they did get charged, they know it's going to sell, so it's not like they're going to turn it away, even if they had to pay for it at the store.
Ah.
Right? I mean, they're going to sell that out everywhere, right?
Of this book?
Yeah, die, die, die.
I don't know. I could have bought two copies. He had two copies there. And I don't I was late too, so I don't know how much he had there prior. Do you
That'd
know what I
start.
mean?
Yeah.
I showed up like an 15 minutes before closing after work and got my stuff. And that's not to say the people that ordered Oblivion Song from him, if he threw a copy into their box, he might have done that.
If yeah,
If it said
that would be the fair way to do it.
if it said
Yeah.
he does that a lot, like I always get stuff in my box that I don't want because I ordered something similar or
And do you like that he does that, or do you hate it?
before DCBS, I liked it because it would open my eyes to something that I might not have known about.
Yeah.
But now that I'm DCBS, I do most stuff through
You're like,
that. I just
I already,
re
you're
put it
like, I already
back on
got
the
this.
shelf. Yeah, I already got it ordered.
So the stuff that he puts in your box, that's just he's basically saying you can, if you want it, you can get it. Otherwise, just put it back on the shelf. Or give it back to me, or is he? Because he can't say like you have to buy it.
Oh, he knows that. Like he knows. He just says, "Tell me." He likes to say, "Tell me," but with that before you put it on the shelf, you know.
Yeah, so
If
you
you
can
don't want it,
inventory
so
it.
I don't inventory it, so I could say, "Oh, I don't want to order that for him anymore."
Gotcha.
Yep.
Can't you just tell him don't put anything extra in my box?
I think you're gonna like it though, man. I'm obviously like it because I'm reading it a second time.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it, and that's I'll be surprised by it.
Well, I'm going to spoil it on this podcast, so
You
you
son of
won't
a
be
bitch.
too surprised. I liked it. But he has this letter about there's something magical about going to a comic shop in the letter. And then he releases it on Comixology. That's not a comic shop. I can understand because he's getting $3.99 per copy.
I don't find there's anything magical about going to the comic shop anymore. I mean, I did when I was like younger. Maybe, well, because young when I was younger, there wasn't the internet, so that was like the only way to get comics. So
I do. I like to
there's
see
definitely something
the
special there.
I like a couple things. I like the chit chat. I like the what did you buy? What collections did you take in this week that I need to look through? I need to
Sure.
rummage through.
But yeah, not a lot, a lot of shops don't
I
do that.
still like the ability to go to the shop and say, "Ooh, I was fucking nuts last month with my DCBS order and said I was going to cut back, and then I changed my mind. Oh, they have these books. I'll just pick these up and then add it to my DCBS order later."
Yeah, I mean, and there is something to be said of, I'm not saying that I don't like comic book stores and I like looking through the stuff, and you certainly can discover new things. I just don't get the thrill that I used to when I was a kid, when it was like, because when that was like the only place you could get comics from, that was like very exciting on, on Wednesday to go get your new comics. But now it's like if you miss, and you had to be there because otherwise if you miss something, you were screwed. You'd have to, good luck getting it in the future.
That's how I feel with my Walmart now, with my Walmart
Yeah,
exclusives.
Walmart's giving you the thrill
It's
that
giving me
you
the
had as a
thrill and
child.
the fucking anxiety of having to get those
'Cause
books.
that's how it was. Like nowadays, if you miss something, you'd be like, oh, I'll just go on eBay and, I'll pay a few more dollars for it, but I can still get
Yeah.
it. Or I'll just get it on Comixology. But back then, it was like, if you didn't get it, you're done. You're
Yeah.
screwed.
I'm fortunate that the first store I went to, the first Walmart, and it's a Walmart that I don't normally go to, had that Teen Titans one because that's the rare one.
Right.
I mean, it was just sheer luck. And it was like God telling me, you need to go to this Walmart because I wasn't even planning on going to it. I was like, why am I stressing out over this? I'll just order it because you know how they're putting exclusive content
Right.
in the in them? I and they've already announced that they're going to release those books or
I'll collect
solicit
it.
them later on. You know, this is just like an early thing for Walmart. So I was like, okay.
Wait, they're gonna release the whole 100-page issues or just the
No,
new material?
just the new material. But
Okay.
I buy all DC, so I already have the content. Do you know what I mean? But having said that, the nostalgia of the 100-page giant, like
Yeah.
just remembering in the 70s when I was getting these things. Like how special they were to me because to me they weren't reprints. to me, like it had
Yeah, it was
original
your first
con
time.
it had original content, and then it had all these old stories, and I'm like, where did these come from? These are obscure and weird. And I love the format. Like, DC did a great job putting these together. It's just an awesome presentation. I'm
Yeah,
all in now. I'm
I
gonna
haven't
seek
gotten
them
any
out.
of them.
Yeah.
I never go to Walmart, and I don't really care that much about it. I'd like to get one just to check it out because it'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't have a need to get the run or anything. I'll check out the new content if they when they re-release that. I mean, I would like to go to Walmart just to see
Yeah.
it.
Well,
Comics in the Wild.
let me ask you this. I haven't saved the comics industry yet this month. I haven't
Oh.
placed my DCBS order. How did you order it? Did you just search for die and say you on your order and just add it, or what?
Yeah, it's just listed as
It showed up
regular.
on image like a regular book.
Yeah.
Okay. I better place my order today. I've been lazy.
This month is it a big month for me? I think it's a fairly big month for me.
This one has potential for me to crack back up into the numbers, but there's three omnibus that I want, and those are expensive. But I might just go, I'm gonna go with one for sure, the Conan one.
Yeah, I'm a little high. Yeah, god damn it.
That
Do you
Conan
know
one is beautiful.
if they're using new coloring or old coloring for that? Because for
I
those old Conans,
hope it's old coloring
that's
because
what I'm hoping. Because the other reprints they did were like a new coloring, and
yeah,
I
I
want to see
don't
the old
know, like
coloring.
the yeah, I'd rather have the old stuff because like the Neil Adams stuff that they recolored, it looks terrible.
Yeah. It's not good recoloring.
And you can't get that stuff like in a package without having it recolored.
No, that's what I'm hoping. So I would like that.
The
Oh,
omnibus tends to be a format that they use original stuff for, though. They seem to be like they even have the letters pages and shit. So we'll see. But I am gonna order that's for sure. And then they have the Guardians of the Galaxy one, which is the not the new guys, but the old stuff. Like, it's not the Valentino stuff. They already released that one. I have that. But it's the stuff prior to that in an omnibus. So I like want that one. And then I'm still into the clones, so I was thinking about the Ben Reilly one. I don't know. There's so many good things.
yeah, I didn't. I'm. I wasn't. I'm not getting either of those. I might get well, you're getting this already, but the Doctor Strange Epic Collection, because I think it's the first volume, right?
Yeah. Well, the Epic Collection this month had four. I think it's four, and it starts West Coast Avengers too. So it's gonna be a big month. Plus, they have a Darkhold book, which is the full collection of Darkhold. And I bought like the Nightmask one that came out, but Darkhold was from the Spirits of Vengeance line, you know, when they were doing all the Sons of Midnight or Midnight Sons.
Yeah.
And I want to get that. Because
Yeah, I don't think I've read any
even
of
though
that.
it's not an Epic collection, it's they look and feel like an
It's
Epic
the same.
collection.
It's
Yeah.
priced the same, and
Well, just like the
it
Cloak and
looks the
Dagger
same.
ones, they look like Epic, but they're not.
Yeah,
So,
everything but in name.
yeah.
There is a. I thought there was another one like that, too. Actually. Well, there's always like a few of those and then a few Epic Collection ones.
Yeah. We'll see. It depends on what I've been. The last couple of orders, even though I hadn't cut back much, I've still been like targeting a certain price point, and I've done it three orders in a row or two orders in a row. So we'll see. It could
That's good.
break it. It could break it. Well,
It
instead of
could be
four
over.
figures, I'm doing three.
That's good.
But I did pick up a couple of books at the shop that I didn't order, and I thought they were fantastic.
Ooh.
I picked up Amazing Spider-Man number one. And to tell you the truth, when I was reading like the first quarter of it, I was like, I could have missed out on this. Like I'm not feeling it.
You're like, I was right the first time.
Yeah, I should have stuck to my guns. I was literally reading it and
I'm a
said I should have
fool. I'm
stuck
a
to my gun.
fool.
And then I hit about the halfway point and I'm like, I was a fool. Why did I stop getting Spider-Man?
Hey, why did you get stopped getting Spider-Man?
I don't know.
I thought you were never going to stop getting
Well,
Spider-Man.
the idea was with Spider-Man that I could read it on Unlimited. I could still read it.
Okay. Let's see. Amazing Spider-Man number one. Yeah, I ordered that, so I'll get that at the end of the month. I thought I ordered that one.
Like looking at, I don't know why I did this, but I was like looking at old reviews on iTunes. I saw your review
Oh, of Geek Brunch.
you fucking used the word pretentious.
I know, that was so
And
funny.
that was like even that was even before like we were really good friends. Do you know what I mean? I like it because it's not so pretentious, and then you bring the pretentiousness to the podcast.
I know. So 9 years ago, I liked this podcast when I wasn't on it because it wasn't pretentious. And then I joined the podcast and I bring all the pretentiousness. So apparently, the 9 year ago Bill would not listen to the show.
Was one review from like William Parcell that just cracked up my shit. I mean, it was like, what is one guy who's an engineer that has a fetish for Big Barda, an elevator operator that likes pretentious shit, and a guy that hates everything but loves Japan have in common? I'm like, that was pretty good description of when we were all three of us were on the podcast. Yeah, I don't know why I did that. I got nostalgic, I guess.
Look back. God, I was just surprised it was 9 years ago. Good Lord.
Yeah.
9 years.
You came on, I think, around the 80s, or.
No, it was earlier than that.
You were a guest, though, before that. But I thought you came on around the 80s
Oh, you
before
mean
he.
when I
When he.
joined?
Yeah, when he joined permanently.
That was around 100.
I thought it was before
It
then.
was before. It was in the 90s. Yeah, it was
Yeah, it was
the
in the 80s or
90s.
90s.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an interesting time because in that time period, I almost just bailed on podcasting.
You went through some rough times
Well,
there.
Eric had passed. Heath was leaving. I wasn't sure what was going on, and I think, if I remember correctly, you or Micah said, "Hey, if you want to keep doing it or something, I'll co-host or something." I can't remember how it
I think
happened.
we both said it
Yeah, and then I'm just
independently.
like, "Fuck it, you both be co-hosts." And then I kept it going.
I think, yeah, I think I sent you that email and you're like, Micah said just sent me the same email.
Yeah, and then Barbara was a big influence. Like she's the one that told me I shouldn't stop. I was close. I almost stopped. She says, "But you like talking about comics, and I don't want you talking to me about comics."
I'm
And
not
you'll
doing
need
Rocky Mountain comic book noise with you, so.
if you're gonna be venting your comic book shit on me, I don't want anything to do with it.
So Barb did it for purely selfish reasons.
Yeah, I think so. There were some motives in there.
And then they both survived, and then they grew into new
New
ventures.
things.
And now to an empire.
So,
Amazing how that happens.
We'll talk about the comic book stuff later, the Licker and the Guesser.
Sure.
And we'll talk about our new comic book called Race Delta.
Yeah, Race Delta coming soon from Geek Brunch Comics. Get ready, folks. Race Delta.
The race you never asked for, but we're giving it to you anyway. No, nobody's ever done like a superhero type Battle of the Network Stars.
They haven't.
No, I've never seen a tug of war. And then them doing the different competitions in the dunk tank. That is Race Delta. Except with our universe of characters.
It ends with a race.
Yeah. The licker will run up to the dunk tank with his tongue and he'll like lick it.
Licker will not lick. He would lick. He Licker would probably win this competition, I'm afraid to say.
Yeah, 'cause he'd be licking everybody with the
Yeah, he'd be
squirrels,
licking
right?
everybody and getting their powers.
Yeah, he probably would.
No one would want to be on his team, though. On,
I
just
can
another
just
lick.
imagine like the commentator, you know, like it used to be like Howard Cosell or whatever,
Hurt
just talking to him, and then he like walks up and just licks him. So he
Yeah,
could speak well, right? So he could s interview well. He like
look, we're gonna
licks him.
interview. We have an interview with the licker. Licker, what do you have to say? Lick.
Just lick.
Well.
He said, "Sorry, but I'm a little shy and I needed to lick the powers of your ability to talk in front of a mic."
I'm not a good speaker, and I'm shy of the camera. No offense.
If the licker is constipated and he licked like a healthy asshole, would that make him unconstipated?
I don't think assholes have powers.
No, but the power to not be constipated.
It's not that. And only if you're. One of your abilities is sh like super shitting.
Oh, so you have to have super shitting. No, because he licks a runner and a runner could run.
Right. Well, it's what powers you or what advantage you have over like the baseline regular person. So if you're better shitter than the average person, then yeah, he could he'd have to go around and talking to people and say, "So how are your how
I
are
hear
your
Luke. I
bowel
hear Luke
movements?"
Foster's a really good shitter.
But I think that has more to
Were
do with
you
your
there
diet.
when we were at the bar with fucking? I don't remember if it was Daryl or Campbell, but Luke was in the shitter, and there was like somebody was using their cell phone. I was like, "What the fuck are you guys doing?"
What?
I don't remember. There's something weird going on, man.
Someone was holding their cell phone under the stall when Luke Foster was taking a dump?
I think so. Or they attempted to. And they said, no, don't do that.
And they said, "No, we were not going to post these, don't worry.
Yeah.
It's for a private collection."
They're waiting for him to get into politics and then it'll come out.
When he hits it big on the comic book
On the
circuit.
web circuit, yeah. The comic book circuit, that's where they'll release it.
They'll release
On
it. And
Bleeding
they'll
Cool, you'll give them first dibs.
smart. I hear they do that with all the young upcoming creators. They go down Artist Alley and follow them into the bathroom. They say that's what it's for. I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know what else it could be for. But I don't think he can get super shitting because I think shitting is more about your diet than your physical powers.
I gotta go take a pot off of something. I'll be right back. But I can talk while I'm doing it. It just might get staticky.
Okay, you can go do what you need to do with your pot.
I'm going outside.
It's getting staticky.
Oh, you have
So,
to. Right.
why do you have a pot outside?
A planter.
Oh, a pot. You're growing pot
I
in your
put it on a
planter.
box by mistake and the box collapsed.
Okay. You gotta
Shouldn't have put
protect
it
that
on the
pot.
box. Yeah. The physics wasn't there, my friend.
Was it a comic box?
No, that a comic box
That
is
wouldn't work
sturdy.
because those are very sturdy.
Those are very sturdy.
That was your mistake. You should have enough of
Yes.
them laying around. But you got the big boxes. That would be too high up in the air for a plant. It'd be too close to the sun. It was on one of your DCBS boxes.
Hey, we got a question. I asked for any pretentious questions before the podcast.
Right. This is a very pretentious podcast.
Yes, this is from Michael Sparkman. He says, "Will you be having foie gras on the gold leaf toast or simple pâté on your pretentious podcast?" First of all, Bill, you'll have to tell me what foie gras is, 'cause I don't know what it is. Huh?
That is a.
I haven't
It's
had
like.
any foie gras. I've
Oh, Bart
tried it.
says you
Did I
have.
like it? She says I didn't like it. So what did I think of the foie gras? Did I spit it out? Where did I have foie gras? In Vegas? God, I don't remember. Was this one? God, I've forgotten all about this.
Your foie gras
Billy was
experience.
there? Uncle Billy? And I had foie gras and I almost spit it out. Oh, it came with the steak. Okay. So I almost had foie gras. I don't think I don't know what gold
Oh
leaf
yeah,
toast
sometimes they
is.
put it like on top of, they put like slabs of it on the steak. It's like a goose liver, I think.
Oh, fuck. I know what it is now. Now that he described it, I know what it is. It was awful.
That's where they like force feed a duck until it's gonna explode.
So Bill would not have
Until
any
it
foie
dies,
gras.
and then they cut out its, I think it's the liver, and then they eat it.
So you would
No,
not ha
I would
you
not eat the foie
you would
gras.
not eat foie gras, but you'd have like a some kind of black bean foie gras.
I would eat soy gras, yeah.
Soy gras.
Soy gras.
Soy gras. How do you emulate that? It tastes like a
Don't
fucking liver
I'm sure they could do it.
with beans. I guess you can.
You'd
You
have to do
can
probably soy. Yeah, it'd have to be soy based.
gold leaf toast. What is that?
I believe
I
that's
know what toast
toast
is. I know what toast is. I
with
believe it's toast.
gold leaf on it.
What is gold leaf?
That's like tiny little flakes of
Gold?
gold paper, yeah. Like very, very thin gold.
Like 14 karat gold?
I don't know what carat of gold it is,
It's
but
real gold?
it is real gold, but it's a really, really tiny amount.
Why would you eat gold? Why would you not just take the flakes of gold and cash it in?
It's not worth very much. Like you could, if you mean why not just scrape off your toast, scrape the gold off your toast and take it down to the pawnbroker on the corner. You may get like 50 cents or something for it. Maybe a
Hey,
couple
that's
bucks.
50 cents towards a comic book.
That's true. You can go buy another copy of Die, Die, Die.
Yeah, so I would scrape off the gold off my toast and cash it in.
I don't think I've ever eaten, maybe I've eaten some gold dust.
What is pâté?
That's like usually made with liver. But there's veggie pate.
Why does all this pretentiousness have to do with liver? Do you like the people fucking like gut some animals and take out the organs and then start eating them?
Yeah, well, I think it's because it's like it's taking something that used to be like disgusting and like what poor people had to eat, like guts and stuff,
Yeah.
and like elevating it, and then it's pretentious because it's like, oh, delicious. This is like
Delicious
delicious
because.
because we've elevated it to our level.
Ah, so have you had pet? You haven't had. You wouldn't support any of this stuff unless
Well,
it was.
they have veggie pate. Like you can get like a mushroom pate.
You got a mushroom pate?
I've had mushroom
Did it give
pate.
you gas?
No, why do mushrooms give you gas?
Sort of, yeah. Do they give you gas?
Not as much as beans.
Which is everything you eat.
Which is just every day, so. don't think mushrooms do.
You wouldn't know if you're eating beans every day, you're farting anyway. It's part of your natural habitat.
Farting is very natural. I learned
Yes.
that from DC Noise.
I
Not to be ashamed.
was reading DC Noise iTunes reviews too, and I don't know how many of them had farts in it. That's funny. So that
That's
was
a
one question. What is the most overused color scheme in comics?
I can't even I don't even that's above
That's
me.
pretty
Yeah,
pretentious.
that's very pretentious.
I don't even pay attention to the colors. No, I'm just kidding.
I mostly read black and white comics, so this question is bullshit.
You're so
Everyone
pretentious. You're not gonna read a color comic.
color goes for babies, like a
Yeah,
coloring book.
you like to
Coloring.
go back to the old school
If you
stuff.
want to, well, really, in all honesty, if you want like the real essence of art and see really the impact of art, it has to be in black and white. There's no question. Next question.
Next question. You're
Because
going back
really,
to black and white.
colors just
Yes.
obscure
They're
things.
just obscure, make things bad. No, I like color comics.
I do
In
too.
the superhero medium, I almost feel like it has to be color. In the
And
horror medium, I don't feel necessarily that way. Or in the war books, for that matter. Like, I'm okay reading like a Sergeant Rock or Unknown Soldier Showcase.
black and white.
Yeah.
It also works for like the personal comics, so autobiographical comics in black and white is fine.
Yeah.
Because that's less about the visuals, it's more about the
Story.
story. Yeah. And if you're doing an autobiographical comic, there aren't going to be, big explosions or vibrant scenes. It's mostly just you walking around going to the coffee shop and stuff, But I do know that like when there are good colors in a comic, I definitely notice. Like sometimes I'll be like, damn, this is coloring on this is really good.
Those are all our questions.
All right,
So,
thanks for your
Michael, thank you,
questions.
Michael, and thank you, Aaron Bell, for the pretentious questions.
Questions? Just pretentious question time.
Yeah, you gotta have a new theme song for the pretentious theme.
Pretentious questions, I'll work on it.
Yeah. You
Let me see
gotta
if there's an
get your
instrument
guitar
nearby.
out again.
I'm hoping my son's ukulele is around, but I think he took it upstairs. I see his violin, but that's a little too far for me to reach.
Oh
Plus, I
wow,
don't want to damage his
is he an
violin.
orchestra?
He's doing it at school. He does violin.
Ah.
Yeah, I don't want to damage his
Have
violin.
you ever tried it?
Yeah.
Have you been able to do it, hold your own? Like, have you been the devil went down to Georgia?
Oh no. Oh no. It's horrible. I could do like a note or two. I don't know what the notes are, though. I don't know the music, so I have to
Ah.
freestyle. It's like I'm some kind of jazz guy. Freestyling like a maniac.
What did they call that jazz stuff? Was it ex I can't fusion or was it I can't remember what it was. I took jazz history in college and I found
Really?
it fascinating, but I hated the stuff that was the experimental stuff, and I can't remember what they called it. Do you remember what they called it, Barb? Oh, you didn't take it with me? I knew we took music appreciation together with Artemis.
Oh, that's
His
so sweet.
name was Artemis. Artemis Edwards? Yeah. He used to love music, man. That professor would get so into it, he'd hear something and he'd just like get the smile from ear. Did you hear it? Did you hear it? Did you hear that little oh? Oh yeah, I remember. That was funny. We were in this big auditorium. Like it was big. Like a lot of people took music appreciation. It was one of those electives that a lot of people took in engineering and any field they'd take it. because it was like, okay, I need to be full credits and I could listen to music and appreciate it. But one time he took his mic into the toilet as he was pissing. He said, "I'll be right back." Took his mic and all you could hear is piss. That's pretty funny.
Intentionally?
No, he didn't take it on purpose.
Okay.
He did not know, but when he came back and everybody was kind of like chuckling. Yeah, he was humming as he was pissing.
That's even better. Oh, that was a good note I just hit.
God, I can't remember what they called that jazz.
it's I would have thought of it until you
No, but
mentioned
it's a jazz that's so random, like you can't even like form. It has like no beat you can hum to or anything because it's just so chaotic.
I think that's called jazz.
No, jazz has depends on what kind of jazz you listen to, man.
That. Thank you.
Thank you very much. That's your jazz, though, the experimental stuff.
I hate that stuff. Hate it.
It goes with that black metal shit that you like.
That's
Death
beautiful.
metal.
That's beautiful.
No, that
Black
has.
metal.
That's
Black metal is
awful.
beautiful.
It's awful.
The only jazz I like is when they have a female singer.
Male singers are good too. You don't like instrumental jazz?
No. Not really. I mean, not that I don't like
Louis
any of it.
Armstrong could be considered jazz. You don't
He
like
is
Louis
good.
Armstrong?
I like Louis Armstrong. I don't like hate all jazz. There's some stuff I like.
Well, like you get Billie Holiday and stuff. That's pretty awesome. Like the female vocalists. It's
Yeah, the
pretty.
female vocalists
It's
just
probably my
they had some
favorite.
so
But
amazing
Louis
female
Armstrong is
vocalists.
amazing to me. And I like the instrumental stuff too. That has patterns. I don't like the experimental stuff.
Yeah, I dislike the experimental, and I'm not too hot on the jazz in general. Just not my thing.
I'm surprised. Very surprised to hear that with your pretentiousness.
Gotta be specific about your pretentiousness, though. You can't like be pretentious in every category.
Yeah.
Like, I don't really like classical music either.
I got really into it when I was in that music appreciation, and then I kind of totally drifted from
Fell
it.
out.
Yeah, I was buying CDs and stuff. Like I was getting into it, and I was finding it like very good to study to.
It is very good to study too.
Yeah, it's good to study to because there's nothing to take your focus away and it relaxes your brain.
Yeah. That I agree with, but just listening to, I don't get anything out of it. It's good for background music, I guess.
Yeah.
But I'd rather just have some black metal as my background music. But that doesn't work well for parties.
Death metal. I don't like that stuff, man, that you sent me. I was like, it's pretty painful.
I love it. Love it. I haven't gotten a new album in a while.
I'm not volunteering to edit that in.
I gotta send you something.
No, you don't need to send me anything.
The big question is, you need to put it at the end of the episode though, because you put it at the beginning, that scares people away.
Yeah, they'll stop listening right away. So how does that make you feel? They're like, I don't want to listen to this shit.
That's not my problem.
That's not my problem.
I can't help what other people like or dislike. Society as a general has very questionable taste. So I have no problem that they don't appreciate my music, the music that I love.
Yeah.
That's fine. You can hate it. I love it. Love
Love it.
it. And if that's pretentious, then call me pretentious. If you want to write an iTunes review that the show is great, except for it's too
pretentious.
pretentious, that's fine. Write an iTunes review.
Then it'll confuse people because then they'll have your review that says we're not pretentious, and then they'll say, oh shit, they're very pretentious.
That'd be funny if someone said the show was good until DBM000 came on. Now
It became
it's just
pretentious.
all pretentious.
So you awarded us for not being pretentious, and then you brought the pretentiousness to the podcast.
Right.
That's interesting. That's an interesting strategy.
It's all part of my plan, my 9-year plan for domination.
Right, so we got some comic books to talk about.
Yes, indeed, comic books.
What do you want to jump into first? I need a pen. I need to write
Uh-oh.
down what we're covering.
Silenced you.
Where's the pen? I used to have a good memory, but I don't anymore.
What did you say? I accidentally muted you.
Oh, I said I need to get a pen so I can write down what we're covering.
Oh, I understand. You used to be able to remember everything?
I used to. Now it's white dots.
Remember I used to go to meetings at work and I could remember like exactly what people said and who said what. Like weeks later, I could remember.
Oh, that I used to remember that too, like that. I would never have to take notes.
I know I'd be like, but you in that meeting like 3 weeks ago,
Yeah,
I
you'd
remember
have
you
a have
said
good recall. Now I have a pen next to me and I'm writing it down, the date and the time.
I'm like, we had a meeting
Totally.
last week. I don't remember this meeting.
I
We had a meeting, really?
don't remember. What did I do to make this
What
work again?
did we talk about?
How did I get this to work? I knew I just solved it a week ago. How the hell
Oh,
did I do
that's the
that?
worst. Then you're like, God damn it, why didn't I write this down?
I
Now I gotta figure it all out again. That's the worst. I hate that. Especially if it's been like a month or a couple months, you're like, oh God. I know I
Yeah.
figured this out once. I guess I'll have to do it again.
Well, we're going to talk about Monica's book. Did you read it? Did
Oh
you get
yeah,
caught
Monica's
up?
book. Good. I got caught up.
The other thing that I like, I don't usually go to Comixology to buy anything, usually. But you know what? It gives me an excuse to go there, and I always buy my Friendship Paradox, and I always pick up a couple other things.
That's good.
I got that Death Betty. I've been keeping up with that.
I still haven't read that. We should read that next time. I got a couple issues of it.
Well,
I just haven't read them
I
yet.
like it, but the new one, it loses sort of the, like, it doesn't reintroduce the premise, and they come out so far apart, and they're so small. They're like 8-page stories, so it's like, man, it's hard. Like, he needs to put more substance in it because it's so good. Like, the concept is
They're only 8-page stories.
well, her ex-boyfriend was like death. Like, he was death, so he brings death. And then they broke up, so now she's trying to stop him from killing people. Like, that's her goal, like as a retaliation for the breakup, right? She's gonna go and not let him kill who he's gonna kill. So it's kind of like a Final Destination, like if that entity was death, and she's trying to prevent it from happening out of spite.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, Friendship Paradox, I'm really getting into it because there's a lot of plot threads now. It's not necessarily about the time machine anymore.
No, it's now that she's in the future, right?
Right.
Now that she's in the future, she's kind of adjusted to her life in the future, because so the concept of the story is, there's this girl and her parents are scientists and they're working on a time machine, and they want to test it out, and the only one who's the right size for it is the girl. So they have her, she tests it out, and she ends up getting stuck in the future. And she in the first issue she's in a park and doesn't know what to do, and this girl comes up, finds her, and starts talking to her, and She's like, do you need some food or do you need somewhere to go? And it turns out that the girl is the daughter of the, is he like the governor?
Yeah, he's like the governor. And that's where it
So,
takes off from, because her name is Hope, I think. Her Hope and her family, they're kind of well to do. They live in
right, they
this
live at the
big
mansion.
house. They live in this mansion. Her father's well to do. But you find out that why he's so well to do too is through corruption. Like he's a corrupt son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's what you so we'll be spoiling some
Yeah.
later issues. But at some point you find out, yeah, that he's up to no good. Well, you kind of get that early on. You can tell that something's going on because
Well, he's
he's
not.
always like flying to other countries
Well,
and stuff and
initially I felt, okay, he's corrupt, but I thought he was corrupt because there was that spark of maybe he's having an affair with the secretary.
oh, you could totally tell, yeah, right away that he was
Yeah. So
banging the
like, oh,
secretary.
okay, so he's banging the secretary. But then his banging caused something. So there's that thread going on.
Yeah, so there's the whole story with, yeah, the between the husband and the wife, because there's stuff going on with the wife as well, and with the husband, so they got that whole scenario, and then you got the whole corruption angle going on,
It's
and
almost
how
like
that's
the
going to
wife
affect
is
them.
doing it because she knows the husband is doing it.
Yeah, it's not a very functional relationship that they have.
Yeah. And then
Which
Hope
I
is in a relationship with a guy that's really smart because he's trying to help Raquel fix the time machine. Or
Right, so
actually
the
build a device. I don't even think he knows what he's fixing. He
No, he
doesn't
doesn't know. She's
he's oblivious to the device that she's having build.
Yeah, I think that she just gave him the device, and I don't know if she gave him information on it or if he's just like looking at it and saying, "Oh, this resistor is blown, this capacitor is blown," and just
Yeah.
replacing them and looking at the wiring and fixing what's been damaged.
But he's really smart. And then he tries to hide something from Hope because he decides to become an engineer in a military academy. So there's like all these plot threads, and I'm like, doesn't it end with issue 7 or 8?
Yeah, it ends with 8. There's two
I
more.
don't know how she's gonna wrap all this stuff up. There's a lot going on.
Well, she needs to wrap it up, and then she needs to get Raquel back in her
In her
timeline.
timeline,
Well, because we
yeah.
still don't. And she,
Well,
there was.
she's got feelings for Hope too. I mean, that's a clear thread.
Yeah,
Like, 'cause
but then there's
she was
also.
jealous of the boyfriend, even though she went to go live with the boyfriend because she had no other place to stay because her mom kicked her out. Hope's mom kicked her out of the mansion.
Right. But I was going to say, there's also the storyline of her parents, because then they try to find like her parents and what happened to her parents, but there's like no record of them at the university.
Yeah, they're trying to find out, but Raquel is real reluctant to what she's doing because she thinks she can change the timeline.
Yeah, she doesn't want to learn. She doesn't want to find out too much about, well, certainly about her family and what happened to them, which makes sense because if you're going to the future and you find out that someone died in a certain year, then you're going to want to try to stop that from happening when you go back.
Yeah.
And she's afraid of disrupting the timeline, and then she also doesn't. She doesn't want to find out about technology, a lot about technology, because she's afraid that. Well, obviously, because she doesn't want to learn things and then affect the past timeline when she gets back. Because they like she wants she needs a cell phone so they can contact her, but she gets like the old like she gets an old like flip phone or even
Yeah.
older than a flip phone. They're like, here, this is the oldest phone we can find.
And then it has the interesting concept that she needs to pay for stuff. So like she gets a job at the cafeteria or wherever the boyfriend gets her a job and then he leaves. So she's like, "Well, how am I going to fund?" And then he has a sister. Well, you could start tutoring or writing papers for people. So she's got this like moral thing happening. Well, could I make money plagiarizing or doing work for other people.
Yeah, doing people's homework.
Doing people's homework, yeah. So there's like a lot going on. It's I actually
Lots
love
of
these. I read four through
moral
six,
issues.
yeah.
And then I was going to say something else too.
And
What was
Hope and
the
her
other?
mother are on the run because of the father. Like the media is like swamped, like all over the place. Because they're trying to find him because they've released the report about him being so corrupt and laundering money and doing all kinds of crap. It's good drama. You need to check it out.
Oh, I remember what I was gonna say. Then there's another thing happening where this like drone like thing keeps appearing and then disappearing, and she thinks it's from like the future.
I think it's her parents trying to get her back. That's what I think.
It could be. So they're sending something to her time, and then it only lasts for like a second and then disappears.
Yeah.
But she thinks it might be like time police who are tracking her because they don't want her to mess up the timeline or something. It's good. And the other thing I like is the back matter that she's been putting in the issues.
Yes, the baseball story? That was fascinating. Matter of
And then
fact, I thought of her when I was watching the during the break, I went to a minor league game and I thought of her
I
because
thought of
yeah, she
Well, that's
her little
another thread in
article.
the that is another thread in the comic, the baseball team,
Yeah.
the local baseball team. Well, anything that and Hope plays on a team as well, or if she plays baseball anyway.
Yeah.
And then some of the yeah, so the back matter is basically Monica relating some of her personal stories and how they've kind of affected the story that she's telling. Like in what in the issue where there's a lot of government corruption, she kind of talks about corruption in her city, 'cause she's from Guadalajara.
Yeah, and she talks about like what inspired, I guess, the character of the father, like what he's doing.
Yeah. And then there was the one issue where she's talking about like her prom, which
That was sad.
was sad.
I got real emotional reading
Made
that.
me want to hug her.
Yeah. I got really sad because I think of her as I don't know. She's a great person. And to have something like that, I don't know, it made me sad.
I know, and that's where you're like, oh, too bad. I wish we were there.
Yeah. I think putting the back matter, though, in those last few issues really added a lot. Like, it really. You see where elements of the story are coming from. For
Right.
sure.
Yeah. Great stuff. Go
Yeah.
on Comixology. It's Friendship Paradox. Is that what it's
I'm glad you mentioned the back matter because I forgot.
And there's even rare pictures of Monica, which I haven't seen a lot of, so that was nice to see. Young Monica. So go get it. Get on your Comixology app. Issues are only $2. Some of them are pretty long. Like I think one was like 30 pages.
Yeah. It's not Death Betty for sure. You really get a lot of story. I love Death Betty, but it's like
Not enough.
what it feels like is I'd be your real I'd love to get your take on it because you might like it a little bit more than me, because it's got so much of the creative process in it.
No, like at the back.
Like it has like two small stories, and they're like, you know how Archie used to have sometimes three or four stories in an Archie book? That's what this feels like, except it's got like two. It's only 99 cents, so take it
It's
for.
like the first issue has more. Oh wait, those are process pages.
Yeah, they're process pages. So like if you like to know like what the process is, It's a fantastic book to see how to do something like.
Yeah, the first issue looks like it's about 18 pages or something, and
Yeah.
then there's another like 20 pages of process.
And I think the last one that I read, which was, I don't know, Death Betty number 2, it was just too short. It was just way too short.
So that's one way to do it.
But the interesting thing is when I went to go buy Monica's book, I ended up buying Batman 50 so I wouldn't get spoiled. I bought Cosmic Ghost Rider, which I wasn't planning on getting at all, but it
I
made me
wonder if
buy
I
the
ordered
print.
that. Let's see if I ordered
It made me
that.
buy the print anyway, so I bought Catwoman and Batman just for the sole purpose I didn't want to get spoiled.
Yeah, don't tell me anything because I haven't read it
Yeah.
yet.
Did you buy it?
I ordered it.
Number 50?
Yeah.
Did you buy Catwoman number 1?
Yeah. Oh, of course. That's a Joelle.
Oh man, that's beautiful. I'd like to hear what you think of the colors, because we're talking about colors.
Oh, yes. What do you think
Laura
of
Alred.
the color scheme?
Yeah.
How's the palette?
It's pretty. Well,
Unique?
have you ever seen her ink her husband, or I mean, color her husband?
Who?
Laura Alred.
I've seen her color.
Yeah. Have you
Yeah.
seen her color her
Yes.
husband's work?
Yes.
Well, she does that in Catwoman. Like, it's got like a 3D-ish type look, in my opinion. Like,
Interesting. Yeah, she's more like a lot of her coloring that I've seen has kind of been more pop kind of coloring. Know what I mean? Pop.
pop art.
Yeah.
Yep. Who
I'll
was
have to
known for
check.
that? Andy Warhol, right?
Yes. Hang on, I hear scratching. Let me see if I locked a cat somewhere. Let me see if my cord will reach since I'm using old-fashioned technology. Nope, no cat. It's all in my head, Mike. I hear scratching.
It could be me eating some bacon and eggs.
Maybe it's the scratchy bacon and oh, you know what's good with bacon and eggs is a little bit of foie gras.
A foie gras on my have a foie gras on my egg sandwich.
I know what is good is a little guacamole.
Yeah, we got Indian bread from, so we Barb made it on Indian bread. It's really good.
Indian bread, like naan or
Hey, you know how they make bread in those ovens, those outdoor ovens.
yeah, like the thin,
Yeah.
like the naan. Oh, that's good stuff. I never had an egg sandwich on one though. It's very pretentious.
Yes, it's a pretentious sandwich. I
Did you
went
put
above and
a
beyond.
little gold flakes on there?
Yeah, Barb sprinkled a few gold flakes.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Delicious.
And a little foie gras.
Ooh, fancy. You're living like a king.
But I just want to talk about a couple of books that I bought at the same time that I don't even know if they're available on paper. So when I went in to buy Monica's Friendship Paradox, I guess with things I bought in the past, it said, "You might like this." So there were two comics from a company called Insane Comics. One was called Apocalypse Girl, and one was called Death Rattler. And I liked them both. I liked them both quite a bit. So I'm going to continue with those. One, Apocalypse Girl is very similar to what we read before. It's black and white. A girl loses her father to like some monster, and now she's using her training to survive in the world. It's a post-apocalyptic type world. She's trying to deal with like her father had taught her all this stuff, but now she's by herself, and there's like gangs and stuff out there stealing stuff, and they rape and do all kinds of horrible stuff, and she's trying to survive. And then Death Rattler is like a vengeance type story. A girl lost her father, so she's going after the gang, and she's pretty brutal. Like she kills the guy she's sleeping with. Like she does the Black Widow thing, because she's after him. She sleeps with him and then kills him. And then several strange mercenaries are hired by the gang she's trying to kill to kill her. So I like that. Those are from Insane Comics. The next one, I'm not sure what publisher does it, but it's called Denver Moon. This looks like computer generated artwork. I can't be 100%
Denver.
sure. But this is a sci-fi adventure where a woman is hired to find out who's killing the AI robots, which are a big deal on Mars, because it's a crime to commit to kill a robot on Mars. So she's hired to find out who's killing all these robots on Mars. So yeah, those are good comics, and I'm going to continue with them on the next time I place an order. I'm going to buy those.
How is the art if it was computer generated? 'Cause sometimes that looks a little stiff.
I liked it. It wasn't bad. Like I didn't it didn't like take me out of the story or anything.
I'm looking at it now. Oh yeah, now it doesn't, the inside doesn't look too computer generated.
It looks different, though. It looks like it's,
It's
I don't
definitely
know.
computer, it's digitally painted.
Digital, that's what I'm maybe getting that digital feel from it.
Yeah. It doesn't, the only stuff I don't like is when they use like 3D models for the whole thing. 'Cause then it just looks like they're like mannequins. Posing mannequins. This doesn't look too bad. What was it? Oh, killing robots on Mars. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it was. And the other one was Apocalypse Girl and Death Rattler.
Cool. Yeah, it's for sure one of the things there's a lot of on Comixology is small. It's easy for people just to publish individual comics that they're making because they don't have the overhead of printing. So if you delve down that area, there's certainly a lot on Comixology, but it's just a matter of trying to find good stuff. That's the hard part. I mean, not everything, you know, if you see like, say you're looking through and you see like Geek Brunch Comics, then you obviously know that that's going to be quality, but other than that, it's hard.
And high
Makes it
quality
hard.
pretentious shit that you could snub at people, right?
I would hope. Cool. So you found some good stuff.
The one thing that I'm gonna poke around in when it is in that Insane Comics, because I look at a lot of their themes, they're like sci-fi, post-apocalyptic, and horror. And
Yeah.
it's like stuff that's in my wheelhouse that I want to check out, so.
I've heard of Insane Comics. I don't know why. Maybe they're Chicago based. Maybe I've seen them at a con before. I don't know.
I liked it. I was impressed. They're not like gonna blow you away, but they're good image type stories with good concept.
Cool.
The art isn't real great. You know what it reminds me of is back in the 90s with all the independent publishers putting out comics. It reminds me of artwork from Lightning Comics. And I don't remember if you n remember that publisher, but I was buying it, and
Sounds familiar. What is
they
it?
had
What?
like The Purge, and they had a lot of Bad Girl comics and stuff like Helena and a couple other ones.
Okay. Yeah.
I can tell you their titles real quick. Let me see if anything rings a bell. 'Cause I know Purge was one, and then I just click on Lightning. I think I own all of Purge.
Purge, like
Bloodfire,
the movie Purge.
PERG, Purge.
PERG? I
Yeah.
never heard of that comic.
I think the biggest thing they had was Creed. That was like their biggest book, but they had like the Fury of Helena, and that's the Helena is now being published by Boundless.
Yeah, I
You
was
pro
gonna
that
say,
probably
isn't
sounds familiar. They had Judgment Day, Lightning Comics Presents,
Oh, Judgment Day, I remember that,
War
yeah.
Party, Warblade, Weasel, Sinja, Serpentina. A lot of Bad Girl stuff. They even had a comic called Lightning Nude Collection.
Nude collection.
The Cat Fight, Dream Into Action, Action Force. But the ones that I did get were Bloodfire, Purge, Helena, and I think Judgment Day were the only ones that I bought at the time. Maybe War Party. It's another dead universe that I probably should finish at some point.
Yeah, I wasn't too into those. I have a couple of Creed comics, but they I don't even know if it's through Lightning Comics or another publisher, because I think those went on to someone else afterwards.
Think I found out about them through Wizard Magazine back in the day.
That is likely. That is
They
likely.
would like put out ads, and that's how I sort of found out about that company.
That's the way we found out about stuff back then.
The art in Death Rattler sort of reminds me of like that kind of art. So what else do you want to talk about?
That it? Hang on. Had to cough. How about, well, we could talk about how many single issues did we do? We got Her Infernal Descent, I believe, was
Yeah.
one.
Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about that. This is a Aftershock comic by Zach Thompson and Lonnie Nandler.
I think I heard Martin say that this has a lot of literary references, like to Dante's Inferno or something. But I've never read Dante's Inferno, so I don't know.
Me neither, but there's completely a bunch of. Well, doesn't she like meet? It was a while since I read this.
Oh,
So it's
the
about.
William something or another who's a poet. That's kind of her. William
Guide.
Blake, the ghost of
Yes.
William Blake.
Right. So it's about this woman. How does it start? She like lives alone and she goes up to her attic. Was she moving out or something? Yeah, it looks like she's moving out.
It sounds like she's dealing with the death of her family, like her husband and kids. And it's the way I read it is I read it like she's wants to move out, but she can never have the strength to put everything together. Like
Right.
it's like if something was traumatic in your life and everything that you see reminds you of your loved ones, you
Yeah.
can't ever leave. Like it's like you're in
Right.
your own hell, like your own hell. Like I can
Right, 'cause you need to leave 'cause you need to move on, but you don't want to move on. 'Cause it'd be better for you if you moved on, but you can't move on and you're still latching on to the past. And the memory of the past. Yeah, so she knows she needs to move, but she's doing it very slowly because she just can't move on.
And then she runs into the ghost of William Blake, who rhymes like the demon, because he's like I think he's a poet.
Yeah, he's a poet, so.
I'm not very smart when it comes to English, like or writing. Like I hated if you told me in college I had to take an English, I had to take two classes, English 101 and English 102 or something like that, and that was it. And I hated it. Like it was my mo if I had to write or read something that I was forced to read, I despised it. 'Cause I was a math guy. You give me math or you give me physics or any kind of science except for chemistry. Like I loved chemistry, the paper part of chemistry. I hated the lab. Oh God, did I hate the lab. The lab was kind of like you have these weird things you have to do to figure out what something is. Like, you
Yeah,
have to, what is this
figure out
chemical? What are we trying to do? I hated that. And I ruined so many pieces of clothes just leaning against the counter because there's all these acids and bases everywhere. And then they'd have you do like smell tests, and I never knew the proper way to smell, so I'd like smell the chemical and give myself a bloody nose.
I'm sure the teacher taught you, you just weren't paying attention.
I
How to
hated it.
waft.
I hated the lab. Like, the paper
Yeah, I
part
was
of it,
never big on the lab. Well, because I didn't like it for the same reason I don't like baking, is that you have to be very precise about things, and I'm very imprecise when it
Oh,
comes to
like
anything.
measurements and all this, like put this much and weigh this out and do this and do that. I hated that shit.
Yeah, I hate that stuff too.
Oh, swish this around in a test tube. All the stuff that my wife does for a living, hated that shit.
But we probably liked the same thing, which was like figuring out the formulas, because I'm like, hey, this is
Yeah.
math.
Oh, the math and the stuff like that. I was like, I love this that part of the chemistry. Like I that
I
part
know,
I
because it
was
was just math. It was like,
yeah.
oh, this is easy. This is
The
math.
paper part I was like, I could deal with. This is like cool stuff. But anyway, English was like I still have nightmares about English, like because I was so detached from it. Like I didn't like it at all. I didn't want we had to read poetry, we had to read crap I didn't want to read. And I think Martin is like an English major. I would freaking hate that. Like it was I would just hate to have anything to do with that. I'd be miserable the whole time.
I mean, I did do the same thing because I was also in engineering, and we had to take the two English classes. But I liked it because I always liked to write, so that was never a problem for me. But like
I
you,
hated it.
I think because we were in engineering and had to spend, we had no time to do anything but engineering. I never really explored literature like I probably should have. So I'm pretty much like you in terms of my wealth of knowledge in the literary world.
The only thing I remember reading ever that I liked, and I still to this day believe it. There was a short story in our little reader. We had this book called The Dolphin Reader, and it had a bunch of short stories we're supposed to read. Or, there was a religious story, and you know how I like to read about religion. And it was just a short story about very religious people that think they're going to be first in line going to heaven, but they're last. And there was like a quote in there I'll always remember. It said something like, those that were last will be first, and those that were first will be last. And what that was referring to is the line into heaven. It's like the person that wasn't real religious but was a real good person was in the front of the line looking back at that person that was a high Christian. And I just remember reading this story and I was like fascinated by it. And that's the only thing I remember from English. It's the
I
only thing.
think that quote is from the Bible.
Well, it wasn't a story, too. I
Yeah,
didn't
well,
read the
yeah.
Bible.
It was probably, I think it was in the Bible first, though. Yeah.
That tells you how much I've read about the Bible, but.
I had to read some of the Bible.
But I truly believe that. That's a great quote. What was that? Oh, it's also a Bob Dylan song, Barb said.
That might have been where it came from first.
Oh,
And
before the Bible,
then
there
it
was
was
the
in the
Bob Dylan song?
Bible.
Oh, that's where it came from.
I think that's what Barbara's saying.
What song is that, Barb?
The one that's at the beginning or the end of The Watchmen, the beginning of The
Oh,
Watchmen.
that song has that in the lyrics? Because that song's awesome. We have the Watchmen soundtrack. That's the
It's
Time
that
one,
song.
right? Times are a changing?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's in that song.
I gotta go listen to the lyrics to that again.
It'll take you back to reading this story. Yeah, so this woman in Infernal Descent is then led on a journey with William Blake, where they start in her neighborhood, and then it kind of dissolves into this barren landscape, this kind of post-apocalyptic looking landscape. And it's written, the whole thing is written in a very literary style,
Yes.
which you'd think would turn Mike off.
Well, I, God, I'll be honest with you. I think Martin interviewed one of these guys. I can't remember if he did or not. Maybe I'm getting it confused, but I think he does interviewed Zach or Lonnie or one of them. And you're right in the terms of like when he was talking, I was like, man, this sounds a little pretentious for me. Like I am not gonna like this shit. I am not gonna like it. So I went into this book when you picked it. I mean, you had picked it a week, I guess, earlier, or we didn't coordinate right, or we would have
Right.
talked about it.
I think I sent it too late, like an hour before you
Yeah,
recorded or
it's like
something.
20 minutes before we recorded. Hey, her Infernal Descent, record that. I'm like, okay, I'm gonna magically read this. It was probably 20 seconds before we started recording. Because we were talking about Aftershock books. But when I heard that, I don't know about you, but when I hear interviews, and this maybe this is why I don't like to listen to interviews in general.
Because it sounds so good.
Well, sometimes I listen to an interview and it sounds so good and I don't get it. Like I don't feel it. And then sometimes they come off as having, I don't know, this aura of somebody I don't want to hang out with because they're a little snooty. Pretentious. And I kind of got that vibe, at least that's what, me personally. So I was like, I'm not going to probably like this. And we had just read another book by them from Black Mask, and I didn't understand it. I struggled with it.
Which
It
one
was
was that?
the one where they were hooking up into the machine so they could get into somebody else's memories
Oh,
and
come into me.
yeah, come into me.
I like that.
Well, I remember I was talking to you about it and I was like I kind of didn't like it.
Yeah.
So I was already coming in with a bias, like a bias. I had an interview I listened to, I had read that first issue and
So yeah, you listen to
I had
Martin's
problems
shitty
with it.
interview. And then
And then I had this little bias and I
she's a
was like I'm
comic.
probably not going to enjoy this and I really like this one. Like I love the concept of her trying to she seems aimless to me, like this
Right.
wandering soul who's lost everything in her life that she cares about and she can't take that next step. That I
And now
find that fascinating because I find that so real. Like
of course.
if you lose everything that you ever loved, how do you exist? I mean, how do you find your way? And she has the opportunity to follow this ghost to hell, and she's like, there's no way my kids and my husband could be in hell. And he's like, they're in hell. And she's like, how could they be in hell? So she has to take this journey into hell, which isn't a good place.
Doesn't she have to go through like the nine levels of hell or
The
whatever?
nine levels, and that's what I think the Dante's Inferno comes in, which I know nothing
Yeah.
about, but I sort of know it because I think comic books have played
It's
on
been
Dante's Inferno
referenced many
before.
times.
Yeah,
Yeah.
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 Like, I have
Thousands
never
of
read
times.
Dante's Inferno, but I probably read every single comic book that referred to it. But I like the art. I like this woman's journey to try to figure out what is going on with her family.
And the William Blake talking in poem, while yes, it is sort of pretentious, was done really well.
Yeah, it's kind of like you get into the mood, like if you're gonna really concentrate and read a demon comic, because demon rhymes on everything. Well, this guy rhymes. He's a poet that rhymes.
Yep, he's a rhymer.
And they she runs in hell into a bunch of other famous people in hell.
Yeah, there are lots of, and they quote different literary works.
Yeah.
That's probably the part that went over our heads, some of that,
Well,
was just
I
talking about
think
all the
Martin
people in
like would
hell.
know all the well like I know of Plato and Aristotle and stuff, but not from a lot of their literary works, but from a history perspective. And then there's Homer and all kinds of other stuff, like she runs into these people. And I'm aware of it, but I've never read like some of these like references and stuff could get deeper than I have any clue about what's going on.
Right, and I would say so. If you don't know a lot of the history of what they're talking about in here, it's enjoyable from that level. But then probably if you are more familiar with a lot of those works, you probably get a little additional Easter eggs out of it.
Yeah.
Which is, I mean, that's how you should do it. You should do it where it's understandable to the layperson, but then the person who's studied in that field can pick up things that the average reader wouldn't pick up.
I didn't think I was gonna like it, and I liked it. So I like when that happens
Yeah, I was
because.
surprised that you liked it because I kind of thought you might not like it.
Yeah. Well, you kind of know what I don't like and what I like, and man, it.
I knew
When
it was really well done though, so
I had read Monica's like a long time ago when I suggested it, because I read it over the 4th of the holiday, 4th of July. This one I said I'm gonna read it first because my mind's open, like, but I didn't want to read it. But I was most awake, you know, when you have to pay attention. I wanted to read this
Your
early.
mind was in the right place
Yeah, my mind was,
for it.
well, I was more awake. I think if I read this like
You're fresh.
towards bed, I might have come back and said, you know what, I didn't like it that much. But
Yeah, if your
I think
mind
my
was
mind was more
drifting, yeah.
fresh and awake and alert, so I enjoyed it a little bit more.
I could see that.
I had the same response when I read Batman 50 because
Don't tell me
and
anything.
I'm not telling you anything. I'm telling you how my frame of mind. I didn't want to get spoiled. So I knew I'd get spoiled if I didn't read it right away. So at midnight or like 2 a.m. on Comixology, I bought it on the Wednesday it was released, because it was a midnight release or something like that.
Yeah, the night release.
It was like Tuesday at midnight or like that night I like ordered it, and I had Wednesday off because it was the holiday, so I was like, it was like 2 in the morning and I read it. I'll be honest with you, I sort of had a bad taste in my mouth with it. And then I reread it later and I felt very different, and I reread it a third time and I felt very different. So I think that
Interesting.
initial reading was, it could have been biased. Like I had no business reading it
At
so
2 a.m.
freaking late in the night. So I
Yeah.
think how you read stuff and the material that you're reading, it could be
Well, that's why.
jaded depending on what,
Yeah.
like there's light reading. Like light reading is sometimes really good, like right before bed. Like it's just light, it's not a lot to think about. It's right in front of your face. But if you have to like delve into something and think about it, you need to digest it a little bit.
Right,
Maybe
you have
not
to
the
be in
best
the
thing.
right state of
Yeah,
mind.
maybe not the best thing to read like when you're groggy.
Yeah, and that happens sometimes. Like I'll pick up a book and I'll be like, "Oh, I want to read this," and I'll start reading it. And then if my mind's drifting or if I just can't get into the story, I'm like, I'm going to put this down and read this another time because
Yeah.
obviously my mind is not suited for this right now, and I'll pick up something lighter.
I'll be honest with you. That happened to me with the cross this last time.
Yeah, I could see that because this is pretty heavy stuff.
Well, so do you have any finishing thoughts on her infernal descent? Because we can get into the cross next.
No, I enjoyed Infernal Descent.
Yeah, I was pleasant. And Kyle Charles, I thought he did a hell of a job drawing it. Yeah, I liked his art. The colors were great too. And I look forward to not knowing. I think if I had read Dante's Inferno, I would have caught a lot more things. Like I could say, well, this journey here is like this, or it's, I could correlate it, but I didn't. But I feel for her. Like, I have the same questions that she has. Like, why is her family in hell? Like, what did
There's
they
a.
do?
I'm looking through it now, and there's a lot of nine panel grids.
And I don't know who she ran into in the here because it doesn't specifically say his name, but it looks like a hippie, and I think it's like John Lennon. And then there's the guy that looks like Jimi Hendrix too.
Yeah, there's definitely Jimi Hendrix. Yeah, that's probably John Lennon.
Yeah. So there's like a lot of stuff in this book. I'll be curious to read their Cable, because I really like Cable, and see what they do with that.
Are they doing Cable?
Yeah,
They being the two writers?
yeah, Lonnie Nadler and Zach Thompson.
Okay.
So I think Martin IM'd me. He said on the other book that we talked about, he said that he thinks if I read number two, I'll get more into it, like of that one. What was that one we just talked about?
Come
Come
into me.
in my pants. Was that what it's called? No, come into me.
Yeah, I like that one.
But you just read number one, right?
Yeah, number one.
Yeah, you were number one, my friend. Number one. So the let's get into the crossed. What is it called? We are about
Wish
to
you were
die. Wish you were
here.
here. For those about to die, we salute you.
So we're on volume three now of the Crossed Wish You Were Here series, which is available online if you want to read it at
Yeah,
crossedcomic.com.
it was very weird because this is based on a web comic, and you wouldn't think you could read this material on a web comic without proving you're over 21 for sure. But I will say this,
Although,
in terms of the crossed, this is
that's what I was
pretty
going to say. I
tame.
was going
It
to say.
is pretty tame.
And this volume in particular is probably the tamest crossed yet.
It's the
And
tamest, but I find the I am finding in previous issues I was sort of bonding with the Shaky character,
yes.
and this issue took me away like you fucking asshole.
He
You're a
is such.
dickhole. Like,
He is so self-centered, like to an unbelievable degree. Like
well,
he'll do anything just to protect himself. No, it's not even that though. He's just, I don't know. He's such a
he's
cock.
a dick. He is a dick.
But he thinks he's a good guy.
No, but I especially hated his response when the girl came and said, "I'm pregnant." Like, his response was just, he didn't know what to say, and he's like, I thought he wanted to kill her. I don't know, I got the impression like,
I think it did cross his mind for sure.
no, but I felt awful. And then it, oh God, I got pissed off when later on with the boat. Let's get into that later, 'cause let's set the premise of
Yeah.
what.
So the one other thing I wanted to say though, this issue of the cross, there's very little of the actual crossed in it. It's really focused on. So what the premise is so up to this point we've. So let me jump back. So the Wish You Were Here series is really about a group of people who have ended up in this on this island off of the coast of, is it England or Scotland or I think England. And they've kind of set up home on this island. So they have animals there. They have, farms. They're growing things. And there's a community of, is there like about 10 people maybe on the island?
I
And
th
they.
I actually think there's more than that. I think they're in the 20s. I think there's
Okay.
like six characters that
The main ones.
sort of matter on that island, at least that they show over and over again.
That's true, because when they show a group, there's usually a
Yeah,
lot.
there's a lot.
So they live on this island, and there's like a watchtower where they kind of watch out for to see if any crossed are coming over on boats. But they're kind of self-sufficient. And then you kind of learn the history of how they all got there, and then and their the dynamics of the characters. And one of the main characters is Shaky, and he's called Shaky because he always writes in his journal, so they called him Shakespeare, and then they called him Shaky.
And that's what makes this so dense. Because you're reading his diary most of the time.
Yeah, all the captions. There's captions all over the place, which is his diary. So he's kind of narrating the story as it
If
goes
you
along.
want your money's worth, buy this book.
Oh
Because
man, there's a lot to read.
it took me about 2 hours. Yeah, I took a
At least,
break. I
yeah,
took a little
at
break
least.
in between. It was so dense and so tense. Like I don't. Oh, it had like this weird.
Well.
That I actually picked up Amazing Spider-Man and read it in between just because I needed to get out of this world for like 20 minutes. I just needed to. Like
Clear your head.
I needed to clear my head because I was starting to hate Shaky. Like I was like, I just want to kill this motherfucker. Like I never felt that way in the previous issues. I mean,
And there's
he did
no.
some bad things. He did
Yeah, he
some
did a lot of
bad
bad things.
a lot of bad and questionable things, but this
He's
one it
very
really,
manipulative too.
yeah, he
Well,
is.
and he's weird because he's like manipulative, but he comes off as this nice guy. And he
Oh,
looks innocent, but
well,
he's not.
the girl that's pregnant is like, you're a nice guy, but you're a dick. But then you're a nice guy again. You know, she kind of like tells him that.
Yeah, she's like, I don't know if you're a nice guy who's a dick or if you're a dick who's pretending to be a nice guy.
Yes. And I think the way I read it is I think he had problems with her because she could read him. Because of her little quote, like characterizing, she knew who he is. None of those other people could read him like that.
Now
Except for
he
that
played to
Scott,
other people.
that Scottish guy knows him. Like you, he's like, you motherfucker.
Oh, he
Like
hates them.
he hates him, but I don't blame him.
No, because he should hate him. He says
Oh.
he thinks he's like the worst kind of person because he comes off as a nice guy and people trust him, but he's really just a dick.
No, but he's like totally observant though. Like when he goes aboard the ship,
Who's
he's
shaky?
yeah, Shaky observes all this stuff. Like they sent him on
Yeah,
the ship
so
for a
the
reason.
premise of this volume is one day they're on the island and this little dinghy boat comes over with some people on it, like three people, and they're Americans, and they say, we have a flotilla of ships not far from here, and we want to set up like a trade agreement. We want to trade you with some stuff that we have for some stuff you have. And they're like, okay, we'll think about it. And they're like, why don't you come? A couple of people come back to our. Sh we'll show you like the ship. And so they leave two of their Amer they leave two Americans on the island, and two of the Shaky and someone else gets on the little dinghy to go back to the ship, the ships. And they get over there, and they have like a cruise ship and like a tanker ship and like a bunch of smaller boats. And then they get on board, and they take like a tour of the ship.
Shaky observes stuff though. He like,
Yeah, he notices
well, he's like,
things.
hey, there's no children on this ship. There's no, not one
And
children.
not
He
even two.
notices that things are rusted and like moss is growing on shit. So he's like, man, these ships haven't moved in a long,
Yeah,
long
he
time.
notices that the rudders are all like
Yeah.
grown, whatever that's, what's this stuff called? Barnacles and stuff on
Yeah, on them. So that means they haven't turned in a while.
them.
But he's
And they
real
say,
observant.
yeah, they say that they've been floating. Like every once in a while, they'll turn on their engines to go somewhere, but mostly they just float around
Yeah.
freely.
And a lot of the beginning is pretty much maybe that's why it had such a slow beginning is it's pretty much the two parties scoping each other out.
Right, and then some of the guys from the ship come over and check out the island, and then they're trying to. Yeah, they're feeling each other out to see if they're full of shit or not.
Yep.
And then I don't even remember what happens next. But then, so at the same time as this story's going on, like in all these issues, we kind of get like a flashback to learn more about the characters. And in this issue, we find out more about the relationship between Shaky and the nun. Who, in previous volumes of this, we've learned about the past and of Shaky, kind of how he got to the island. Like, he got caught up with this other group that was led by this real asshole guy who raped all the women, pretty
Yeah.
much, in his group. And one of the women was this nun. And Shaky kind of developed a bond with her.
He fell in love with her, and there's even that one scene in the previous volume where they're underneath the sleeping bag and they're pretending to have sex. Do you
Well, that's
remember?
because, yeah, he was trying
Because
to protect.
that guy was walking in like he was gonna rape her,
Yeah,
and he's
the
like.
leader was gonna, yeah, was looking at her lustfully, so they pretended that they were in a relationship so he'd stay away from her. But yeah, Shaky fell in love with her. And then we didn't know this in previous vol we didn't see how it happened in previous volumes, but we knew at some point the woman had become a crossed, and Shaky was leaving her like little notes along their route because he wanted to see her again.
That's the problem I'm having trouble with. Is she a cross? And if she is, why does she not have a cross on her face? She has the X, and I thought that's because the guy marked her.
Yeah, she has an X on her face because I think it was the asshole leader guy cut her,
Yeah,
made an X
he
on her
cut her,
face.
but she does not have a cross.
But she does have the cross marking on the X.
The blood, you mean the
The
yeah,
bumps.
whatever it is.
Yeah. So I don't know why she didn't additionally get a cross, why it grew on the X. But yeah, so this story you find, I think even in the last one, last ones, you kind of find out that she has regained some of her intelligence, where she's finding Shaky's notes and understanding them and following them. And not only that, she is leading other crossed, like they listen to what she says. She's like their leader.
Oh, she's totally their leader because she has that one guy in the suit, which you learn is the one guy that Shaky betrays, sort of. What can you refresh my memory from the second volume? Who that guy was? Was that the husband of the? Why is he like slow?
I don't remember how that's what I couldn't remember either,
I could not
how he
remember that
got slow.
character. I couldn't remember him, but I remember a character, but I don't remember why he was with them.
Yeah, I don't remember either. I have to go back to That's what This book would almost be good to read all the way through, but it's so dense and it's so heavy that it would be hard to read all the way through.
Yeah, it'd be tough. It would take you a day.
I don't think you could do it though. You'd like exhaust your brain.
Yeah, you could. Like
You might turn into a cross
I
by the end of
I
it.
think it's sort of good that we took a break between two and three. I think we needed it.
But
Not that
yeah,
it
man,
not
there's
that
a
it not that it's bad, but it's you're reading a diary of death. I mean, of manipulation is what you're really reading is. At some point, he was kind of in my eyes the hero, and I'm starting to think that he's just as bad as any of those other people.
Right, well, he starts as like a protagonist because he's the guy who we're entering the story through him, through his eyes, really, because he's telling the story. But yeah, we're slowly learning over time that he's a dick.
He's no better than the guy he just killed, or supposedly killed.
And then, yeah, I don't want to spoil what happens, but eventually we get to the
No,
point
we
where,
have to talk about the ship.
yeah, so they make an they well so oh God, there's so it's so hard to explain this so much. So they get they some of the people on the island decide they want to go on the ship. They're like, we're tired of being on this island. This is bullshit. You know, we want to live with more people in this, because they have like 200 people on these
Yeah,
ships.
they have a community and they have chickens. Like they breed chickens, so they
Yeah, and
have
they have like
food,
big gardens and stuff, and
gardens and
they
stuff.
brew their own beer. And
And because of their
they have
situation,
showers, they have power, so they have
yeah, they have
showers.
showers. They have
Because
all kinds of
yeah,
benefits.
so we find out that one of the reasons that they're trying to make this agreement with the island is because they want the oil on the island, because the island has unrefined oil and they have a way to refine it. So they want the oil off the island because that's how they power their ships, obviously. So they make an agreement where people can go to the boat if they bring a gun with them, because that's the one thing they don't have on the boats is guns. So they say, if you bring a gun on the boat, then you can stay. And then people are discussing, and a lot of people want to go because because they're like, screw this, we're done with this island. But Shaky decides he doesn't want to lose his island. He likes the island, and he likes this community. So he decides that he wants to stay on the island. And he not only does he want to stay on the island, he wants everyone else to stay on the island too. So he has to figure out a way of getting the people to stay on the island.
That's where I have a problem. If that's what he wants his son or daughter and his the girl the guy got pregnant to not be on the island.
Right. He wants everyone to stay on the island except for the girl he got pregnant. He wants her to go on the boat because he thinks they'll be safer on. Well, he says he thinks they'll be safer on the boat, but I think he just doesn't want to be a parent.
He doesn't want to deal with it.
He doesn't want to deal with it, so he's like, he's sending her off.
Well, that's what's fucked up is like they're going on this. What he does is he convinces the community that they're going to attack.
Right. So the way he gets. Yeah, the way he plays it is. He starts a rumor that the people on the boat are bad and are going to kill them when they get over there.
And he slowly builds it. Like, he does it over time, and it gets worse, and he's ingrained it in their heads now.
Right, he whispers it in the leader's ears. Because there's two dudes who kind of lead the... Well, there's one little short dude who leads the island people. And he has another guy. And he kind of whispers it in their ears, and they pass it on to everyone. And pretty soon the rumors are all over the island.
And he convinces them, so they say, let's go raid it. We have more guns than they have. But before he does that, he slips the leader on the boat a note. So he, like, preps her that they're going to attack.
They're
going to
do this, yeah.
So when they attack, they're ready for this thing.
Yeah, because what it is, why are they, I can't remember why, the people on the boat are going to, oh, there's a bunch of crossed on land that are prepping to, who are, I think, led by the nun woman, right? Who are going to, or no, or is there another group of crossed?
Well, I actually think there's two groups, but I think the nun woman has them in their, in the second volume, there's the one thing where they want to make the trade with that military fort,
mm-hmm.
and they send in that, the heavier lady to go
right.
in, and then she plays a part in the story because she still survives. But what
yeah,
happens
the first,
is that
yeah,
whole fort it, gets infected.
Yeah, in volume 2, yeah, we thought that this woman was killed, but in volume 3 we find out what really happened, which is completely different than what they thought happened. Right, so now there's a bunch of these military guys and they're planning on coming across and attacking the boats. So, but they notice that they're doing everything like with military precision, like at a certain time of day they do stuff. So they're going to go in and try and kill them all with like gas bombs and stuff before they get up for the day or whatever.
Yeah.
And they're going to do it on this certain day. So that's when the island people are going to attack the boat. Yeah. But little do the island people know, but Shaky is informed the people on the boats that they're coming. So they're ready for them when they come.
And then there's this big tense scene. It really bothers me because, and I don't know if Shaky intentionally did this, but he told one of the leaders that one of their most prized possessions on the boat is a child. And the mm-hmm. child is kind of slow and born with deformity and stuff like that. It's the only child that survived on this particular boat.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the people on the boat like cherish him because it shows them that there is life.
There is a future
because they had a child and they haven't had any luck having children. And this one child exists. So the leader of that Shaky told uses that child as a way to win this battle. And there is just a key like scene in here that's pretty brutal with the kid. It really is disturbing.
Horrible.
As hell.
Yeah.
Because it's not the cross doing this.
That's the interesting thing. So the scene on the boat with the baby was horrible and like affecting and just, you know, tears out your heart. There's another scene earlier with a cross and a baby that was even more disgusting. It doesn't rip out your heart because it was a cross baby.
That is awful.
That was awful too, though.
When they launch him? Oh, God.
Yeah, what they did. So the Crossed are outside this like military barrack type thing.
Yeah, that's the one, the barrack that they were trying to make a deal with in the previous volume. Yeah.
So the Crossed can't get in because they have, you know, it's like a castle, basically. They have big walls and they can't get in. So they put a Crossed baby in a catapult. And they launch it up over the castle and shoot it so it explodes, and then all the blood drops down on all the soldiers.
And that's how the military base became infected.
Yeah, that's how they became infected.
And that's how the one Scottish guy, is he the Scottish guy that actually saved that girl? Like, he ran across the girl who kept on saying the same things over and over again.
Yeah, the Scottish guy.
Yeah,
the Scottish guy, there's a Scottish guy in volume two. He leaves because he's like sick of Shaky's bullshit.
Yeah.
So he leaves the island. But in this one, he ends up coming back. Well, he ends up coming back, but he's like, I'm not going to stay with you guys. I'm going to the boat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then all hell breaks loose on the boat. God. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's. But now that we're talking about it, I'm convinced that Shaky knew what he was doing with the baby that was on the boat already. Because I think what he was gonna do is use his girlfriend with the pregnant baby as leverage to keep her on the boat. Because he like manipulated them. Well, we.
Oh yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, because that was part of his. So we knew his plan was to keep the people on the island except for the pregnant woman. And you're right, that was probably his way was going to be like, hey, you know, this woman's pregnant, so you should keep her.
Yeah.
We'll trade you. Let us go and you can have her.
But then he's like, okay, that'll keep my baby safe and her safe. But that doesn't turn out to be the case.
Nope, nothing ever turns out good in the Crossed.
And then at the end, you see something that might come to bite him in the ass later on. But, yeah, there's a lot of disturbing stuff in this one. But more internal, more like you said, it's not really... I mean, with the exception of the Crossed baby... And the invasion of that military base, where there's like two panels or maybe a page panel of the Crossed invading the base. There really isn't a lot of Crossed. There's one boat scene where a bunch of guys try to load some guns onto a little boat so they can take it over and join the boat people. And they run into some Crossed. And there's like a little battle scene with the grenades and all kinds of stuff, but
Yeah, but mostly the Crossed in this volume are just the ones that are in the flashback stories.
The one that was interesting though is so he was traveling the flashback is he's traveling with the nun and the slow guy. He's slow. And the slow guy almost gets him in trouble. It's like a quiet place, right? Where you need
you know,
to keep
they
quiet.
Said something about drugs. I wonder if the slow guy, like... Well, they do show him at one point finding some heroin.
Maybe he overdid
almost that
it.
That affected him, yeah. But I think he was already slow at that point. I don't know.
But anyway, that guy... I don't know how he got into, like, this weird suit. But he's, like, in this full-bodied suit. And he's, like, this... working with the nun side by side because she could somehow intelligently lead the pack of the Crossed. And there's a scene where I don't know if Shaky like knew that or wanted the sniper, the Scottish guy, to take her out. Like he saw her in the
Crossed. I think he must have because he didn't stop her. Or he didn't stop him from shooting.
Right. So I think the intent was he was going to kill the nun from a distance, the sniper. And then the slow guy who's in this full weird suit jumps in the way and takes the bullet and dies, and then so the nun is very vengeful now. Like she
Yeah,
knows that she
that
knows
was
that Shaky had something to do with this. Not only that, but in the flashbacks you learn that Shaky's a dick because the nun is trying to protect this guy, and he kind of like wants the nun for
a
himself. So
bad move.
he
He
like
leaves him out in the wilderness
he
and leaves
does.
him
He just
there.
leaves him there to fend for himself in this world of the crossed, and then tells lies to the nun.
Just because he wants to bang the
Yep. He's not a good guy.
nun. He is not. He's horrible.
Mm-mm.
He might be the most horrible guy we've seen on the cross, and we've seen some horrible guys. We've seen some big,
He's
horrible
definitely
dudes.
the not the fastest growing horrible guy, because we've seen some bad people, but
Well, he's
he's,
horrible because he's smart
yeah.
and manipulative and just. God, just a dick. Such a dick. I mean, that scene is like exactly what he is. He's traveling across the country trying to survive with this nun and this slow guy, and he leaves this because he wants to bang the nun. He leaves the slow guy in the wilderness and leaves him there. That
Yeah.
is shaky.
Just like he
That's the kind
leaves
of guy he is.
his child and girlfriend, sort of.
Right, because he doesn't want to deal with them, he uses the excuse in his mind that he it's safer for them to be on the boats than with him.
He got a lot of people killed for no reason. The one thing that was a little interesting though is I didn't know that the ships were legit. Like there were questions like why are they doing what they're doing? Are they gonna kill these people once they get them on the boat? Like I never knew for sure until.
Right. Yeah, because at first they were like, well, because Shaky was looking at everything. He's like, you know what? I don't think some of those boats are even working. He's like, I don't think they have everything they say. I don't think they have food and chickens. I think they're starving and they're going to come here and just take over our island
Well,
and
he
kill
even
us all.
suspected that the oil that they had, like that they're actually displaying like drums of oil on the ship. He's like, I bet you those are all empty. And he's right.
Man, I tell you. When Simon Spurrier is on, he's on.
Yeah, this is an unusual cross, though, compared to everything else that is in the books.
It is, and I think that might be why they did it as a separate kind of series, mini series. But there's one more volume. We have one to go, so we'll find out the fate of Shaky.
Yeah.
The fate of Shaky and the Nun.
Well, let's lighten it up again with something that's pretty simple. Let's do Delta 13.
Right, Delta 13 with Steve Nile by Steve Niles.
This
And
is this
Nate
is
Jones, is that the art?
I'm gonna make one comment about this. It's not bad. It's just a horrible number one issue to establish anything.
I wouldn't say it's horrible. I would say it's very Steve Niles. Like, typically, I find in Steve Niles number ones, he doesn't give a lot. It's more about setting up the scene than establishing a story
This felt like the
or
first
telling
five.
a
This
story.
felt like the first 5 minutes of a sci-fi movie.
It's about the first 10 minutes of a movie.
It felt like first 5 minutes. There
Yes.
wasn't really much there. Like, there's not a lot of character development. There's
There's some character development.
a premise.
There's character development. I would disagree with you on the character development.
What do you
Because
really
there's
learn
a.
about the characters other than they go to these asteroids and leave these drones off so they could
There were
figure
some
out the
discussions.
composition?
There were discussions between them. I don't remember exactly their
Exactly, because there was no meat to it.
It was mostly in discussions. It wasn't in action.
It's yes, there's discussions, but you don't learn the characters through the discussion. You just know what the plot is through the discussion.
No, you get some characterization through the discussion. You get to learn a little bit about what the characters are like.
I'm gonna pull this out again, and I'm gonna try to
I
figure.
couldn't find mine, so I don't have it with me, so I can't back anything up. I can't back this up. But I
Well,
remember.
there's one woman talking to her husband on a
Exactly.
remote terminal. Okay.
Get to learn about her.
And then we have a bunch of guys that are gonna go play a game of cards or something, or they're gonna go play Scrabble. And they
Right, so you get
ask
to
if they want to
learn.
go play Scrabble together, but there's not a lot, man.
No, there's not a lot. But there's some.
I didn't hate it. I liked it. I just didn't feel like a good number one. Maybe
There
you would
wasn't a lot
agree,
to the
but
issue. It was quite decompressed.
well,
I thought it was.
you could
I did.
describe it in two
I enjoyed
sentences. The
it.
one of them is they're sending these drones out to the asteroids. That's their job. So they're heading back to base, and they run into another asteroid that's not uncatalogued and it's huge,
Right.
and
They send their drone, their probe.
they end up having to like send their ship into one of the holes, kind of like Han Solo does in Empire Strikes
Oh,
Back.
that's right. Yeah, it was too big. They couldn't get around it, so they ha ended up having to fly
Fly
through it.
into it,
Yeah.
so they flew into it. And then they start sending out a drone, and they find out that it has all these chemicals, and there's, what is there, like life on it or something? Or they
No,
felt the
there.
heat signature.
It. No. I don't remember if there was a heat signature, but I remember they came up to a wall and it looked at the wall and you could see like markings on the wall that were not natural.
Oh, that's a heat signature, because I'm reading it right here, buddy. It says, I'm getting something that shouldn't be there,
Didn't say
namely
there wasn't a
heat
heat signature.
signature.
I
It
just
says
couldn't remember.
heat
I said I couldn't
signatures, and then
remember.
there's a big old panel with a big heat signature on it. And they're
Just
like,
said
well,
I
that's
couldn't
odd.
remember.
That's weird. Let's start radioing back home. And that's when they said, let's send in the crawler because of the heat signature. So they send in the crawler, and then that's when they find the wall with a bunch of scribbles on it. Like there's some kind of communication on it.
Yep, so there's something living on
It's
this.
not a bad book. I just think if he would have,
I don't. That's
there's
not
something
uncommon, though.
missing.
A lot of his first issues are typically don't have a lot of meat to them.
You're right. I mean, there was
Because there
this
was that other one with the
the Black
people.
Broken Moon and
Yeah, the Broken Moon didn't have a lot, and then there was the one where they were like on a another. Very similar concept to this one. They were on a spaceship going somewhere and they ran into something.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot in that one.
There's not a lot to a lot of them. Like I tend to like his stories as a whole, but I guess as single issues they don't work out too well.
Yeah, his aren't
With the
particularly dense.
exception of 30 Days a Night, I thought was all the 30 Days a Night books I really dig.
Now,
I have
if you were to take this first issue and compare it to the first 20 pages of Wish You Were Here, you'll notice a distinct difference.
This is a 5-minute read. That's 2 hours to read. It's not bad. It just feels like the first 10 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever. We could argue about how many minutes it is, but of a sci-fi movie.
Yes,
And
but
it's like
I didn't get
you
that.
don't get a lot of characterization other than, hey, we're in the ship together. I'm gonna go call my family. Oh,
Disgusting.
I'm missing home. Oh, we're gonna go
I
downstairs
like
and
to
play
play
some
Scrabble.
Scrabble.
You want to play? No, I don't want to play.
Oh,
You know I hate Scrabble.
I'm in. I got the money. Let's play. I guess they bet or whatever.
They like
Delta
to gamble.
13.
Delta 13, not as good, I would say, as Race Delta.
Which we got coming out soon.
Coming out soon, yeah.
And we got Sword Quest.
Oh my goodness, Sword Quest. Yes.
I like
Finally.
these Atari books. I really do.
I didn't like the other one, but I like this one.
Did you read it?
I only read the first issue of
Yeah.
Centipede.
Every time you say that, I'm just gonna go.
I didn't like any of it. Like not even a nothing. I like nothing about it. So why should I read more?
I liked it.
Whereas Sword Quest, after I loved the first issue, it was fantastic.
Well,
Five out of five.
the first issue, which is issue zero, was the best issue, in my opinion.
Of this?
Of this series, yeah.
Yes.
Because not only did it give you like the whole premise, like the guy's dying and how he had
You
his
love this
friends,
game,
he loved
yeah.
this game and the two twins that he played with growing up and him falling in love with one of them and his work situation. Didn't
Yeah,
his
where he ended up.
apartment blow up or something? I can't remember what happens. He has a really, really bad day.
Yeah, burns down.
Yeah, after he finds out he's dying, like he's got terminal cancer or whatever, he's gonna die. So he has a bad day, moves in with his mom, but it's got the backstory of the games in there too. Like it tells you, I didn't play Sword Quest because I
Right.
was never into Adventure or Sword Quest or any of those games. Even when Indiana Jones came out, I was like, what are all these tsetse flies and I can't move and I'm trying to do this adventure. I hated adventure games. Because I'd end up bumping into walls and like, how do I get out of this goddamn room? And I fucking hate to
And
find this
just give
key. I
up. I got a
fucking
what? Get the key. Can
hate
I?
this fucking shit.
Where do I
But
take
if you tell me
it?
I have to shoot some tanks or something, then I'm ingrained in it, you know? So I was like not into Sword Quest, but
I don't even remember Sword Quest.
I remember it because it came out with like that first batch of games, and then they had sequels, and they had. The thing about it was they had prizes that you could win, and one of the things is kind of like a big plot point in this book is you could have won a sword, and that was legit. And they never completed like the I don't remember if it was the last game
Yeah, I
or
think it
if
was the
it
fourth
the
game.
fourth game. They never were able to release it.
Because there's Earthworld, Fireworld, Waterworld, and Airworld, and they never released Airworld.
Airworld. So, but
So it is interesting, like, and that's something I love, and I know you love it too, is where you take something that happened in the real world. So Atari really released these three games and never released the last game, so they never gave away the final prize. And then fictionalizing like why that was
yeah, they
and what
fictionalized the
happened.
plot.
Yeah.
And one of the twins went into like video gaming type, like she's an author,
Yeah, she
so
writes books about
she's
video
like
games.
well known in the community, so she's very welcome to this like convention that and thing that's going on, even asked to speak at the convention. And then her brother seems to be like a really big guy into cooking, like he's been on cooking shows and such. And then this friend comes back, and then they have a mysterious person that comes from a world that's like Atari. It's like Altera or something like that, which is like Atari world or something. And he's mysterious and tells them that they have to get the sword. So their whole job is to steal the sword. And they sort of come up with a plan in order to do it.
Right, because the sword is normally, where was it? Was it at a museum or was it like somewhere you can't see it?
Originally, I think it was at a museum, but then they were at a convention and they actually
Right.
went to the guy's business. That this guy is like the Atari guy. He like came out with the company, came out with the games, but you find out he's like a sorcerer and he has like minions and he seems. I think he's from that planet, Altera, and he just happens to be on Earth right now, trying to figure out how to get back. And
That's where the story gets quite fantastical.
Yeah, and he has that game, and the game was designed so nobody can finish it. So
Right.
I think his name I think his name is Peter. I can't remember, but the main character goes into play the game. He says, "You've always wanted to play this game. I'll let you play it." With the knowledge that he can't defeat the game. There's no way to get out. There's no way. It's
There's no
an
way to win the
impossible
game.
game. He wins the game, and the guy finds out later, and he's like, "Holy shit, this game you can win?" Because the guy finished it. And that's where he gets into like the other world, and he grabs the sword, and he can actually he teleports himself to the other world. And then it becomes like fantastical, and the main villain of the book, the sorcerer, look, the artist that depicted him makes him look like Jack Nicholson. I don't know if you noticed that, but god dang.
I didn't get a Jack Nicholson.
Are you sure? Do you have it in front of you?
Let me look at it here. So you mean the bad guy? Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe a little
It's like that guy's using a photo reference from The Shining.
bit. It threw me off because he has the mutton chops.
He has the mutton chops, but look at the face and the facial expressions.
So you just read it in a Jack Nicholson voice?
Yeah, get a load of me, like in
Thank
Batman.
goodness you're
Wait till
here.
they get a load of me.
Here you go. You know who you're dealing
But it
with.
kind of ends in a note, in my opinion, that could say there could be a sequel. Right?
Oh yeah, because at the end the trio ends up going visiting the other world, right? Or the other dimension.
And the way I thought they were gonna write it, in my opinion, is I thought they were gonna say like Peter, when he goes to the other world, he's healed. Like, if he came back to Earth, he'd
Oh, that he
die.
doesn't have cancer anymore.
Yeah, but am I? They don't resolve that. Like, I think he's still dying. Like, I think he
Yeah.
is still going to die. And it ends kind of like they all decide to. He's like, I'm going to the other world. You guys could choose what you want to do. And they decide to go with him, the two twins. And along with that one guy that's already from the world.
I think yeah, because he's right. Is it Peter? Was that his name?
I think his name is Peter.
He's like,
He's
you
Pete.
know.
His name is Pete.
So he's like, if I stay here, I'm dying of cancer, and you know, I can't remember if he lost a job or what.
He doesn't have a job. His house is
And I'm
burned.
living with my
And I'm
mom.
living with my mom. A matter of fact, his mom at the end of the book is like, "Pete, are you in there? Are you in there? I thought I heard talking." And then there's like an empty room.
Yeah, so he's like, I can either stay here or with my whatever 6 months I have left to live, or I can go to this fantasy realm and have adventures. So he's choosing to have adventures. He's living out his sword quest in real life.
Yeah.
The one thing I loved that the game developer, he had like a secret like arcade with like old games and like games that weren't released. I
Yeah,
was like,
that was awesome.
oh, that's so cool.
Never
I can't
released
remember what he called it. He had
games.
like a name for it, like the Dark Arcade or something. It's like, oh.
Yeah, it was good. I liked it. It's a good series.
Yeah,
I
I
can't believe
enjoyed
I
it.
didn't finish it until now because I remember reading it and loving it.
It's
So
because there's so much goddamn stuff coming out.
I did finish Centipede before I finished it, and Centipede wasn't nearly as good as this one.
I know. I could have told you that from the first issue.
It was good though. It was good. It had some really cool concepts in it.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
I wish they'd come out with Yar's Revenge now.
Would that be good? Yeah.
Or something. Give me some Atari game adventure.
I need a. Oh, I was gonna say something that came. So I was looking for Cross Volume 3 because I knew I had gotten it out because I remember that I saw it like sitting out on the coffee table, And I said, I probably shouldn't just leave Cross sitting out on the coffee table. So I knew that I put it away somewhere, but I couldn't remember where I put it. So I was looking through all my stuff trying to find it. And I found Punisher Platoon, which I didn't even realize had come out in trade yet. I'm like, I've been waiting for it to come out. Apparently it came out, so I want to read that.
Yeah.
'Cause I love that first issue.
Yeah.
Punisher Platoon.
You
So
have
we should do that.
do you have the trade?
Yeah, I have it. We need to
Okay.
do that for next
I
episode.
can't believe it already came out. That must have just wrapped
I
up
was
like a
surprised
month
too.
ago. Yeah. All right, well, we'll put that one on the queue.
Yes.
So what else did we have? Let me see.
That might have been it.
Yeah, that was it. Except for I read Spider-Man number one. Did you buy that?
I did buy it, yes.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about it
I get it.
when you get it. It
Man,
was
I guess.
I that was one book that I was gonna get, and then X-23 number one by Manuka Tamaka, or like what's her name? Something Tamaka. She
Tamaki.
Tamaki. She did X-23, and I like that one
Like the
too.
Tamaki.
And I wasn't
I think
planning
I
on
ordered
getting
that one
that one.
too, just because she wrote it. Yeah.
This one, that it had a horror element to it that I really liked.
Not, I like that too.
Yeah, I was like, I was really surprised. It doesn't start off that way, but it goes places. And then the other book that I wasn't planning on getting that I got, and it was my favorite. Let's see, I have 3 5 out of 5s this week. I didn't read that much, but I had Sword Quest. I rated a 5 out of 5 still, because I enjoyed it so much. Outpost Zero, which is the book that I wasn't going to get, which is an Image comic,
I think I ordered that one.
and then
I'm sure of
Amazing
it. Yeah.
Spider-Man number one. Like, those are my 5 out of 5s that I really enjoyed.
What about Crossed?
I gave a 4 out of 5 to it.
Really?
Just because I found the first half of it or quarter of it was pretty painful. Like it was so much like, okay, is this a boat that we're sending people over here and then back and forth, and it
Yeah,
wasn't
for the
going any place. There were
negotiation.
no cross there. The thing you learn in that first part is that he's having a kid, and his response is like very dickish. Like that's the point in the book where I really started to turn. Like I really went against the
Turn on
character.
shaky, yeah.
Yeah, like I'm not gonna cry when he gets killed, like for sure.
Of
He's
course.
done some awful things, man.
Yeah, it's an interesting arc for Shaky because he starts out, you're rooting for him, and then slowly you start hating him, and then this issue you really see what kind of a dick he is, and I can't imagine the
Well, like
final
in
volume.
volume two, you kind of understand why he's a dick. Like, at least
Yeah.
I did. Like,
Well, some of the stuff he does is more justified.
yeah, this stuff he's just plain out destructive at people's li at the expense of people's lives and community. Like, he doesn't
And it's also
he's
interesting to,
very selfish and very selfish.
yeah, it's interesting that because he's the narrator, he's like kind of analyzing what he's doing as he's doing it.
Well, I think he knows he's a dick because
Yeah, he knows.
he writes
Yeah.
in his diary, man, there's a quote that they say over and over again in that book. God, I want to find, what did I do with it? Oh shit. I don't remember where I put it.
That Shaky says.
Well, there's something that the nun told him, a quote, and he keeps saying it over and
Oh,
over
yeah.
again. And it's kind of important to the story. I'm probably not gonna be able to find it. I'm looking.
Yeah, I'm not sure what you're referring to.
If I am to be judged before the end of all things, I'd like to have something to be proud of. That they repeat that over and over again.
Okay. Right.
Because the nun tells him that. Because the nun, you learn her backstory wasn't like very good. Sounds like she did drugs, she was a whore, and then she got her act together. Is what I gained out of it. She said she was a problem to her parents, like she wasn't always a good person. So
Yeah,
she said
sometimes.
she had sanctuary in becoming a nun, I think.
Right. I was trying. I was thinking to the quote you said about Shaky and wanting to do something. What was the exact wording?
I don't know, I lost it again.
Not justified, but to be. What was it? Not to be proud of. Listeners, call in if you remember
Reply
the
back to what I just said 5 minutes ago.
I just can't remember the exact word.
And it happens several times in this book.
Anyway, I think that's kind of what Shaky is doing when he gives his wife, or not his wife, his girlfriend, or his pregnant girlfriend to the boat people. And he tries to kind of justify it, like it's not that he's trying to get rid of them, it's that he thinks they'll be better off on the boat. So everything he does, he kind of tries to justify to meet the criteria set by what the nun said to him.
Now I can't find it
Which
again.
is quote you can't find. God damn it, let me look.
Son of a bitch.
I just gotta go through till I see the nun. Nun, nun. Where are you, nun? Nun lady.
There's
I
a place where he says it like three times in a row, and I can't find it.
was probably on the boat where he's giving up the girl. Weapons down.
If I am to be judged before the end of all things, I'd like to have something to be proud of.
Oh, so it was. I was right to be proud of. So he kind of tries to justify it, right? Because he gives up the girl to the boat, but he can be proud of it because he did it for the right reasons, even though
It wasn't the right
it wasn't
reasons,
the right
though.
reasons.
That's the thing. It wasn't.
No, but that's his justification, though, to make himself seem like a good guy.
I can't say this for 100% fact, but I think he ma is so manipulative that he's the reason that the other baby's dead.
I don't know if he planned it though.
I mean, he couldn't have planned it, but he knew. He purposely said what the weakness is, and then knew if there was only. He knew that on that boat, that child was one of their most prized possessions. So
What he does,
what
yeah,
he
so he
was,
knew if the baby died, then they would want a new
they
baby.
would want a new baby, and maybe he didn't know the baby was gonna die, but he knew because the baby was the most precious that if he gave those boat people another baby, that they would take it. So either way, he would have win. Yeah, you're right. I don't think he knew for sure that that baby was gonna die, but
Yeah, because when
he
the
knew it
leader
was
takes the
collateral. I
yeah
mean,
when the
he
leader
knew.
takes the baby, yeah, he's like, pass me the child, and he's like, the nearest thing to a treasure you have, Shaky told us.
Yep. That guy's an asshole. Yeah, I don't think we covered any other. I don't know if you read Unnatural number one yet, but I read that one
I haven't
too.
got it yet.
Yeah.
I got it yet.
That
Don't
one,
see
I'll
if I
tell you
picked
right
up.
now, I'm not going to continue with.
You know, like the anthropomorphic
I
creatures.
like elements of a caste system kind of thing that they have in it. But Outpost Zero does the caste system so like 100 times better. Like
Interesting. Interesting.
I dig that way, 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 way more. And it's done through the eyes of kids, like the next generation on this outpost. So it's so good. It is really good.
Cool.
Sean McKeever.
Oh, that was the Sean McKeever one?
Yeah.
Okay. He hasn't had anything in a while, has he?
Well, he was big at DC at one time. Like, he was doing a lot of stuff. And then he did something, I think, The Hiding Place. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah.
Not The Quiet Place, like the movie, but it was called The Hiding
Yeah, the
Place.
hiding. Yeah, he did the hiding place.
And this is sort of in the same vein of that in a sci-fi world. I dug it.
Cool. So I think we both watched a movie recently that we could talk about.
What?
Yesterday, my wife and son and I went to the movies.
Oh, did you
And we
go see
saw
Ant-Man?
the new hit movie Ant-Man and the
Yeah.
Wasp.
I thought the movie was really, really fun.
We loved it.
You know what I really, I think Barb nailed it when she said we were talking about why we liked it so much, and I agree with her. We like Paul Rudd. No,
Paul Rudd is
but
awesome.
no, we really love Paul Rudd. Like his movies, like he could be in a movie and we're like just fans. And I think that's why we like Ant-Man so much. It's because of Paul Rudd.
I was thinking like before we saw this, I was thinking about it. I'm like, I wonder if Ant-Man would have been as popular. Like, what other actor could have played Ant-Man and it have been a success that it was?
Oh, we were driving. Well, this is like the Robert Downey Jr. Iron
Iron
Man thing,
Man, yeah.
right? But we were driving, and Barb says, "You know what? I don't know if I would like Ant-Man if it wasn't Paul Rudd. I don't know if anybody else could have pulled off
Yeah, I'm sure you could
the
do it, but
character."
he did such a good job. Like he is like such the perfect personality for that role.
Yeah.
'Cause he always plays that kind of same dude.
And you know what I found amazing is the way they did the wasps fight scenes. They were just
Oh yeah, she,
phenomenal.
that was
They
awesome.
were phenomenal.
She is like has mastered like when to be big and when to be small and how to use it to your
Yeah.
advantage.
Yeah, and it was just like it reminded me of reading like a really good Avengers comic with her in it, like when she's using her powers and being a badass, because it was just so dynamic. It was like in your face. And I like the way they had the ghost, like very different from the ghost in the comics. In the comic books, he's more of a Iron Man villain, and he's a technology thief. In this one, she has motivation to try to cure herself, like. And then they had Black Goliath without.
I know, and like when they showed him and he, when he said like I used to work with your dad,
Yeah.
I was like Goliath,
Well,
and
he even said his name.
then he
Yeah.
said he was Goliath, and my son like looked at me, he was like, yeah, you knew who it was. I'm
Yeah,
like,
Black
yeah, I know who it
Goliath. Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Like, I was really. Really surprised and happy to see him. Although I had seen that scene from the preview, because in the preview they said something about, well, I went up to 25 feet. And he's
Oh,
like, well, I am
yeah.
65 feet. And then I
And
just
then
like the way they did, like, Paul Rudd and his daughter. Like, just the simple things. Like,
Well, it was smart to open on that too, because
Well,
you get
he,
to
yeah,
really
the whole
see
cardboard
the
thing he set
relationship.
up, like,
Yeah, the lengths he goes to make his daughter
to
happy.
make his daughter happy. Like, yeah, and I like he had that ankle thing on his, and he couldn't leave, so he had the stress of, like, I have to go help, but if I leave, I could lose my being free ever again. And then the cast that he has, the supporting cast that have the security company called X-Con. That one guy is hilarious, especially when he,
Luis, yeah.
yeah, when he tells those stories, man. It so takes me back home because I grew up with people like that. There's my friend Eloy, and he tells stories just like that. So like, it culturally reminds me of being back home. And we were there for almost a week, and me and Barb were cracking up because our accents went back to the way they were when we were back in New Mexico.
All
So I was like, she was like, "Do you realize we're changing our accents a little bit?" And I was like, "No, I didn't realize it." She says, "Yeah, we
That's
are."
funny. You should have done a podcast.
Yeah, it was I love when he does those stories because my best friend was Eloy. Like, he's my first friend, my real friend. And when he told stories, he would tell stories like that guy. And he would do the girl's voice. And then she said,
Yeah, she said, and he
yeah.
said.
He would do stories just like that. It was
That's what.
crazy.
The other thing I like about this, my son hadn't seen the first Ant-Man, so we
Yeah.
watched it earlier. We watched it earlier the week in the week on
Yeah.
DVD, and so having just seen it, they like play off a lot of stuff because like the storyteller, that guy telling the stories was in the first one,
Yeah.
and in the first one, the Wasp character, she was a really good fighter, and she's the one who trained
Him to fight,
Ant-Man
yeah.
how to fight. So it makes sense that she's better at using the technology and doing the fights than he is.
Yeah.
And that's why it was funny when they gave the Luis character the truth serum. It was like,
The
oh
best
man, this is
ever.
gonna be good.
Just the simplicity of it. Oh, you're gonna inject me with truth serum. There's no such thing as truth
Yeah,
serum.
not true serum.
And then at the end, he's like, "This is true serum."
Yeah, there's a lot. This was, I mean, it was really, it's one of my favorite of the movies, I think, just because they did such a good job of capturing the excitement and the fight scenes, and then the humor that works so well in these movies,
Yeah.
making it
I guess,
entertaining.
and I liked that they had the Michael Douglas thing with the original Wasp, the Janet Van Dyne thing. Like, the whole purpose of this one was to go back and try to rescue his wife from the
Right.
microverse. And that was really cool. Did you stay for the first end of credit scene?
That was awesome.
That was awesome, wasn't it?
I got the chills.
Yeah, so did I. I was like, this is the best end credit scene that they've had. I was like, holy
Was
shit.
amazing. They did that so well.
He's like, guys, holy
And he's
crap.
trapped now.
Oh, man.
So that's going to be interesting going forward once they get back into the storyline.
Yeah, I hear it didn't do good as they were anticipating, so I'm hesitant to say there'll be a third one, but I would love if they did one. Just to keep in the pattern of the other Marvel movies, they've done them in threes.
Yeah, and threes. No, I think something like this, they have to be like already working on the third one before the second one comes out, right?
Well, I'd hope
Like
so.
they have to be at a certain level of development already. They may not have started filming, but all the prep work and stuff they've had to have been working on.
I sure hope the way that this ended that there is a follow on, or that it's
Well,
at least addressed in another movie.
the next movie after this one has to be the next Avengers movie, right?
Yes.
Obviously. unless
No,
they're gonna.
I think Captain Marvel's first.
No, I mean in terms of the Ant-Man story,
Yeah.
like they have to go to that before they do another Ant-Man
Well,
movie.
maybe.
Well,
I don't know.
they can't spoil what happens in with Thanos in the Ant-Man movie. They have to do the
Yeah,
they
I
have to
don't know.
resolve it in the Avengers first.
True,
But
true.
I assume Ant-Man will be in the in it because he's alive. He's one of the few alive people who are alive. So
I dug the whole use of the Hot Wheels case too, 'cause I had a
that
hot
was
I
awesome.
had I
I know.
had a I had one of those Hot Wheel cases when I was a
I
kid.
know.
Oh my God.
And that was the best when Luis was looking through it. He's like, "Oh my God."
Yeah, he's like, I'm gonna take this one.
It's like, which one do I want?
And I like that, like, he has trouble when he goes to that size, like when he's so big, he can only do it for small durations, and when he's goes past a certain time, it does his
It
whole
zaps all
body
his
in. His
energy,
body can't take it. It
yeah.
can't take it.
So I
And, th
recommend it.
and
It
there's
was
just like
wonderful.
simple things, like with the seagulls.
Yeah, oh, that was hilarious.
Oh
That
my God.
was so good. Yeah, there's
Yeah.
tons of stuff. And just the ant, like the ant at his house.
Yeah.
Yeah, they packed this full of things, stuff to want, look at.
It was just fun. Like it's a big escape.
Exactly.
Yeah, it was just great. I like the Ant-Man movies. They might be up there for me. Like, I think I'm abnormal because I seem to like the properties better if they're non like they hadn't been done before. Like Ant-Man hadn't been done before this, and
Yeah,
Iron
so it's something
Man.
new.
But it might be why I'm not as big on the Cap movies as most people are. Like they're not my favorite, but my favorites tend to be Iron Man and Ant-Man and Guardians of the Galaxy, the ones that they had to create a world for. Whereas the other properties, they've always existed in my mind.
Right, you already know the characters
Yeah.
and
I mean, Cap might have had a motorcycle helmet back in the 70s, but he was there, baby. I watched it, and I own the DVD for the original Cap movie. I own the other Cap too that
for which
came out.
one?
The guy that came out around the time that the Incredible Hulk TV show was on.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know that came out on DVD.
Yeah. It sure did, right around the time of the release of the movie.
Ah, that makes sense.
I don't think I have the Hulk movies. Like, I have the Incredible Hulk TV show, but I don't think I have the Incredible Hulk Thor special and the Incredible Hulk Daredevil special. I don't think
Okay.
I have those.
I don't know if I've
And
even
I
seen
don't own
those.
the original Doctor Strange movie as well, but those were a big deal back in the day. Like, for me, like, I had to watch them. Like, they were the Nicholas Hammond Spider-Man, like that was my Spider-Man. I loved that shit when I was a kid. And now it's all nostalgia for me, but I still
I
love it.
never. I used to watch like the Hulk show.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I didn't watch the. Did the movies come out like after the show?
Yes. They came
So
out
I don't know
after.
if I had moved on by that point or if I just
They were much later
missed
after the
them.
show because there were just specials. They were like movie
Yeah.
specials. They were around the time comic scene was like, "Hey, we're gonna introduce Thor and the Incredible Hulk."
I do remember, yeah, on comic scene the covers, you always used to see
Yeah.
the upcoming stuff, but I don't remember watching the movies. Maybe I just missed them because that was back when if you missed something, you're
Yeah,
screwed.
you're screwed.
If you didn't set your VCR, you're in trouble. I just programmed my VCR wrong. That happened.
Did you watch the Nicholas Hammond Spider-Man or no? It didn't last very long.
I don't. think so.
Oh God, I love that one even more than the Hulk. I even like the theme song for that one. I like still know the theme song because I broke my arm as a kid walking on the walls. We all have like brick fences on, like 6 foot fences, it where I used to live in my with my family,
Yeah.
and the houses used to connect through those walls. And I used to just walk on those walls. I think it was third grade, and I used to be humming the Spider-Man thing was da 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 da, and I fell on I slipped on a brick because the cement wasn't plastered on right, and I broke my arm. I think what I was doing was playing Spider-Man on the
Oh.
walls and trying to save Farrah
You're
Fawcett.
doing you're In some ways, you were the creator of parkour.
Parkour.
Yeah, before it was the thing. Parkour. Parkour? Jumping off walls.
Oh yeah, jumping off the walls. And yeah, I was probably trying to save Farrah Fawcett because I was big into Charlie's Angels at the time. I love Charlie's Angels.
I was never huge into Charlie's Angels.
I was for my hormones, man. My hormones were like at a peak at the time.
Think that's why I watched the Fall Guy. I
Oh, for because you liked
think that's why everyone watched the Fall Guy. Heather Locklear.
Oh, I thought you were talking about what's his name?
Oh, Lee
Lee
Majors.
Majors.
Lee Majors too.
Yeah, you're like, I love that Lee Majors, man. That Lee
I
Majors is
like.
hot.
I was big into Heather Locklear.
I never
Woo.
watched The Fall Guy. I never got into it.
Oh man.
For me, it was always, and I want to get a commission from Shannon Gallant on this. For for me, it was always Linda Carter. Like I absolutely loved her. Erin Gray from Buck
Oh, Aaron. I was
Rogers.
just gonna say Aaron
Erin
Gray.
Gray, man. Farrah Fawcett from Charlie's Angels. They were just so high up there, man.
For me, it was Heather
And I
Locklear,
would
Erin
even
Gray.
throw in what was her name? Lindsay Wagner from the Bionic Woman. Big part of my hormone growth. I thought they were amazing. But Erin Gray,
You're
holy
not
crap.
wrong.
Erin Gray was, jeez, she's still gorgeous.
She's so sophisticated.
Holy hell. I'm still amazed at the Buck Rogers just rewatching it. Like she is just free. Both of the one that played Princess Adama or Adala or whatever her name was, she was gorgeous too. I mean, Buck Rogers had the sexiest women cast that I've ever
Oh, in
seen
general, yeah.
in general, man. It's like holy hell. Even the ones that were in Battlestar Galactica were good looking too. But they just weren't big characters. They were all side characters. Yeah, so I'm glad that we got to talk Ant-Man because that was fun.
Yes, I definitely enjoyed that one.
Your son like it a lot? Does he like the Ant-Man?
Yeah, he loved it. He loved it. Yeah, those are great for the kids. Oh, they like the funner stuff.
Yeah.
Think Marvel's filling a target demog or a niche, I guess, in the fun superhero movies,
Yep.
which you need. You need dark ones and you need light ones.
Do you have any TV shows or anything you want to talk about?
Well, if we're watching any of your TV shows right now, it's not a lot on.
I'm watching stuff, but it's very slow. I'm finally
Yeah,
getting
going through
caught
old
up on
stuff.
Gotham. So I'm near the Solomon Grundy introduction.
Oh, I found out where I am. I'm at the end of season three.
So you're not at the Solomon Grundy yet.
Is that season? Wait, which is season three?
I think that's season four that I'm talking about.
Okay. I thought you were on season three. You got to season four?
Yeah.
How many seasons are there?
Well, I
Four,
don't
right?
know. I'm on the last one. So, have you gotten to Solomon Grundy?
I don't remember. I don't think
Okay.
so.
Well, then you're not on four, because I just started this season.
Okay. Yeah, I'm on the I'm watching the final episode of season three.
Ah, so you're with Gordon getting injected with the virus.
Now I gotta look it up. Maybe I'm past that. How many seasons are there?
I don't know.
I'm gonna look it up.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's
Season.
just.
Okay, yeah, five hasn't come out yet.
So four is the one I'm on.
Three is.
See, was the big battle between the Riddler and the Penguin and the virus.
Yeah, the virus getting unleashed.
Yeah. I haven't watched much TV. It seems like I'm getting home from work and sometimes I'll podcast and sometimes I'll read, and if we eat, we'll watch Gotham, and that's about it. I recorded a movie last night that I wanted to watch, which is the tennis one with the guy from The Office, but the two tennis players, one is when Billie Jean King played What's His
Oh
Face.
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Forgot
Recorded
about.
it, but didn't watch it yet. I watched Roadhouse again instead. I can't take my eyes off of that movie. I love Roadhouse.
I haven't seen that in so long.
I've seen it like 20 times, and it's totally because every time it's on, I have to stop. Like I'll be in the middle of the
Go
comic,
watch it.
and I have to stop reading the comic because I like to watch Roadhouse.
Wow.
It's just such a cool story. It's like a superhero defender of bars in a town that's so corrupt. It's like Hub City. It's all run by the same dude, and if you go against that dude, he'll fuck your world. Like my Roadhouse. I don't know what else TV wise. So food. Have you I know you like to experiment and have a different dish for us every week.
What have I had lately? I made some chili that was good.
Oh yeah? We had some black bean chili, what do they call it? Tortilla soup.
Okay. That's
And
good.
it was just beans, and it was hot. Oh, Barb got it off of the Chrissy Teigen cookbook.
Well, that's unusual for her.
It very spicy, very spicicy.
Very spicy.
Yeah, it was
Yeah, I
good.
made my chili pretty spicy. It was good. I like my chili.
It was
Maybe I'll
really,
have some
really
for
good.
lunch.
And what did we have besides that? We had something else. We made she made like this turkey barbecue thing that was really good. And then we had some other dish, and I just can't remember it for the life of me. Everything was really good. We tried recipes. One was from like a low sugar recipe cookbook. We got two of them out of there, and the one was from the Chrissy Teigen.
Okay.
And then yesterday I decided to eat fish at a burger joint. Not a good idea.
So good.
Yeah, it wasn't a good idea. I got a stomach ache. And Barb said, "Go take
That's
Pepto,"
not
and I
good.
did right away.
And
So that,
does that make you feel better?
yeah, I took two. I took one, and after I ate, and then I took another before bed. And I think it helped out a lot.
That's good. Now you know better than to order the fish at Burgers R Us.
Yeah. There was a food truck at our work today, last week, and I wanted to try it, but man, the line was just, there was like two guys working in the truck, and the line was like, they'd like take five orders and then they'd cook and then take
Yeah.
another five orders, and it was, I'm gonna be out here for 45 minutes. I don't have that kind of lunch break.
Yeah.
Usually I want to eat within 15. I don't know,
So, is
45.
that unusual for there to be a food truck, or is that a common
Oh, we get them
or
every
regular?
Thursday now, but
Okay. But there's a mad
if I
rush
had
to the food
gotten,
truck.
I had a meeting and then lunch hour. If I didn't have a meeting, I would have gotten out there
Yeah, before the
before all
rush.
hell broke loose. Yeah. Next
We
time I
don't have
go,
any
just
food
go
trucks.
early. Just go early. I usually take a lunch. It's just that this, I haven't. Sometimes we don't have leftovers, and just coincidentally there was a food truck.
Perfect.
But I
At the
didn't
other
go.
meeting.
I had to go in my car, and I still beat the line. Get in my car, go to fast food, and then come back. People were still, that I was in line with, were still in
Now we're
line or
still
waiting to,
online.
or waiting in another line to get their food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I usually bring my lunch. Occasionally, well, the our cafeteria at work does, they have like a vegetarian soup twice a week, so I get that occasionally. Pretty regularly, actually.
They have a, do they ever have fish?
They do have fish sometimes.
Do you like it?
I don't know if I've tried their fish.
Don't like to
Usually
get,
stick with the soup.
you don't like to experiment too much.
I do like to experiment.
No, you don't.
My cafeteria, though. Cafeteria is not the place to experiment.
Well, if they have a fish, like a fish dish once a week, it might be interesting to try.
That is true. Maybe I should try the fish dish next week. Report
Then you'll
back.
get sick like me, and then you're like, you
Yeah.
bastard.
You asshole. I tried the fish and I missed 2 days of work. I don't know, if you get food poisoning from work and had to take days off, that shouldn't count as days off, right? Because it's work, it did it to you.
Yep.
I would argue my case.
And then they'd fire you. Well,
For stealing days of work.
right. I have to decide if I'm going to mow the grass in this heat or wait till the evening and then risk it raining and then not mowing.
I think I can skip mowing this week because it hasn't rained all week. It's been very dry, so the grass hasn't really grown much.
Mine's gonna take me 2 hours. It's too high. You have to, I have to mow every week for, and I didn't mow the last time, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah, I have to mow every week except for when it gets
Dry.
super, when it's super hot. Yeah, when it's super hot and it doesn't rain, then
But don't you have sprinklers or no?
no, I don't. Sometimes
Wow.
I water the grass.
You just go out there and spit on it.
Pee.
You pee on
Pee
it.
on it. It's good for the grass.
You drink a lot of water, and then
Yeah, I gotta drink a lot of water that day. Man. A lot.
Yeah. Do you make like sound effects like
And I go, yeah, I go back and forth. I
do you
rotate.
spin in a circle
Then
and peeing, and then oh shit, I have to go refill.
I'm trapped.
You have to go back inside, drink a whole glass of water, then wait a half hour and
Wait
then go
an
back
hour.
out.
I gotta remember which part of the lawn I haven't done yet.
You have to mark them with flags.
I have to
I gotta
smell
go
it.
pee on this.
I just smell it.
It's my pee.
I think I smell pee. I don't know if that's my pee or some animal pee. We do have foxes in the neighborhood.
Oh, do you? Have you seen them in your yard?
Yeah, one day there was a fox in my garden.
Ah.
Damn fox.
We have goats next door. Remember we used to have chickens? Well, we have goats now.
Yeah, I heard you talking about your
Yeah.
goats.
Yesterday, or the night before, on Friday night, they broke out of their little
Yard.
area that they're in. And
Okay.
they're funny 'cause they have like a kid's slide and playground, and these goats are like they love to climb up that into the
Slide.
house and come down the slide or jump off of the thing.
Yeah.
And then when they're playing, they like headbutt each other. It's fucking weird. It's like
Yeah.
they just go to head they do you hear this like clank, and they're like hitting horns against each other and stuff.
That's when they're free. They're like, we're free. We can do whatever we want.
Yeah. They're
We can
funny. They're fun
slide
to
down the
fun to
slide.
watch.
That would
They
be
smell
funny.
like hell, but they're
Yeah.
fun to watch. All right, well, I think we could wrap this one up then.
All right. You've been listening to Geek Brunch episode something or another.
We got to be getting close to something, right?
I think we're approaching 300, aren't we?
We're about 20 out, maybe. I don't know. We're somewhere in
Yes.
there.
Get ready for our big episode
Extravaganza.
200, yeah, extravaganza. We'll be doing a live video recording.
We're gonna do a YouTube, and I'm gonna order an anchovy pizza for Bill, and he's gonna eat it
Oops, instead of
live.
Geek Brunch, somehow it turned into Gennick Brunch.
Yeah.
And there is a Gennick Brunch. The best wrestling.
What?
I don't know what it is. This is a German pro wrestling website. There you
Gannic
go. Gennick Brunch. We should do a
brunch?
crossover episode with them.
In episode 300?
We'll do
Geek
the
brunch meets Gannic
Gennick
brunch.
Brunch.
Hey, we got some
There you
last
go.
minute questions. I didn't decide to check. But
Anything?
let me see. They're from Nick Wetmore.
Who?
Nick Wetmore, Nerdy Legion.
Oh, from the Nerdy Legion podcast
Yes.
network.
What should be in a fancy veggie burger? That goes to you.
What should be in a fa Oh, interesting
I
question.
have never had a fancy veggie burger, but I did go with my coworker and he ordered a black bean burger.
I do like the black beans in the burger. I like mushrooms in the burger. I
It's
had a good one that had.
part of the patty, or is it just like a topping?
No, as part of the patty.
They stick
I had a
mushrooms
good
in
one
the
that had.
patty?
Yeah, you can put mushrooms in there. I had a good one with roasted vegetables and quinoa. That was really good.
That sounds pretentious. What is quinoa?
That's. It's like a. Little barley looking grainy thing.
I'm gonna title this episode Quinoa. I gotta figure out how to spell it.
We'll get lots of downloads because people
Quinoa.
love the quinoa. It's very trendy.
We will fucking confuse everybody, but say quinoa is delicious.
Quinoa foie gras.
Foie gras.
Quinoa foie gras. That will confuse everyone. People would be
Yes.
like downloading it, wanting the recipe.
Yeah. So these are patties then. What do you like to put in toppings on your burger? You've had a mushroom.
Typically.
Isn't a mushroom burger called something like that big fat, what a
Oh, portobello.
portobello? Yeah.
Yeah, you can have a portobello, just a portobello, and
Is
use
that what
that
you're
as your
talking
burger.
about?
No, you can have ones that have mushrooms in the burger itself.
But what's in the burger? Is it black beans and mushrooms or what?
I'm not even sure.
You just eat it?
I just eat it, yeah. Know what I really like? I like beet burgers. So I'm gonna change my answer to beet burger. I love a good beet burger. And I
What's
actually
a
have a recipe for beet burgers. They're a pain in the ass to make, but they're delicious.
Would I like it, or would I say this tastes like dirt?
If you like beets, you'd like it. If you don't like beets, you would not like it.
Ugh. It doesn't taste like meat. It's
Beets
not
make
a
a good
burger.
burger. It does not taste like meat. There's a so they have these new veggie burgers called like Impossible Burgers or Impossible Burgers. And I think there's another one too, but there's like some kind of I don't know what it is. It's like a juice that they put in it that mimics the juice in a hamburger. So they're like veggie burgers, but they're like juicy like regular burgers, and they're supposed to be very similar to regular burgers, which I understand the concept of, but I don't know if I want to eat them because I don't really want to eat a re anything that tastes like a regular burger.
Ah.
But I might have to try one at some point. But they do have sausages too, and that I could see. Like I could go for a nice juicy sausage.
I thought you can't eat sausage. That's pork, isn't it?
A juicy veggie sausage.
None of that. Why do you guys steal something and then call it like a sausage?
Because it's convenient. I mean, a sausage is a tube full of traditionally meat, but you can have a tube full of whatever you want, really, in sausage form. The reason that we like veggie versions of like hamburgers and stuff is because they're easy. I mean, it's an easy. That's why people like hamburgers, because they're quick and easy. And that's why I
Yeah.
like a veggie burger, because it's easy. You heat it up, plop it in a bun with some lettuce and tomato and mustard, and off you go. Bam.
So you eat a burger like a regular burger then? You put regular toppings like mustard,
Yeah, mustard,
ketchup,
ketchup. Depends what kind of burger
pickles,
it is, but yeah,
lettuce and
pickles.
tomatoes,
Yeah, I love it.
peppers.
Sure. Egg? Fried egg on there?
Yeah. How
I
about
like
some?
a fried egg if it's just like a regular burger type
How
veggie burger.
about yolky egg?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, so the yolk drips over everything.
Not fried, then you like a over medium or over easy egg on
Over
there.
easy, yeah, over easy. Yeah, over easy. Not like a hard boiled egg. But then at like Chili's, they have a bean burger, and we always get the guacamole burger. That's
Ah.
good. Get some nice guacamole on there, some peppers, some jalapenos.
But what's the patty?
That's a bean burger.
A bean burger, so black bean burger.
Yeah. That works well for a black bean burger.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a Mexican bean type thing, right?
Yeah.
Pinto or a black bean.
Yeah, it's probably a mixture of pinto and black bean.
The next question is, are cheese curds just fancy mozzarella sticks?
That's an interesting question. And actually, recently we got some fried cheese curds
Yeah.
from a local establishment where they take their cheese curds and batter them and fry them. Quite delicious. What was the question? I think
Are
it's different.
cheese curds just fancy mozzarella sticks? I think they taste di distinctively different.
Yeah, I think they're made completely differently too.
I prefer a mozzarella stick complete
I think
to a cheese
mozzarella
curd.
is fancier than a cheese curd.
Yeah, a cheese curd you could get at fast food. Usually don't order a bag of mozzarella sticks.
You can get fried mozzarella sticks though. But I guess not really a fast food place. So I would say no, it's not a fancier mozzarella stick. Who asked that question?
Nick.
Nick, what are you doing, Nick? He's just asking that because he drove through Wisconsin, so he probably picked up some cheese curds along the way. Nothing wrong with cheese curds, they're quite delicious.
Thought he was in Vegas.
He was. I just know he drove through Wisconsin because he said that the Mars Castle was closed or there was construction or something, so he couldn't go to the Mars Cheese Castle, which is a establishment in between Milwaukee and Chicago area
Ah.
that you pass by. I think it's like in Kenosha that you pass by. Very famous cheese establishment.
We
So he's probably eating
have more
these curds while he
questions.
wrote the question.
He
Oh,
says,
yes.
oh, yes, we have two more. I think he's writing these as we speak. They seem to be popping up.
They keep coming in.
Which comic book character wears the most pretentious costume? I would say Jack of Hearts has a pretty pretentious costume. It's busy.
It's his costume.
It's very snobbish. You don't know
I
Jack of Hearts?
don't remember. I don't know the costume. Let me look it
It's
up.
it looks like a card.
I could think of it in my head, but.
What is snooty though? Like, what is a costume that's looking down on you? Like, ooh, I'm better than you. The crossed. No.
I don't know. I'd have to think about that one.
I think the most
This
pretentious
pretentious
character that
cost.
has pretentious costumes is a character that we talked about in this episode, and that's the Wasp. I mean, she changed her costume like she changes clothes. Like she gets bored with the same costume, so she's very pretentious. She has to have a new costume every time she goes on an adventure.
That's quite pretentious.
Yes. Sometimes she wouldn't even like change. She'd just be in like a gown, like a dress gown or something. Mike always says Bills eats the same thing every day. Is it that because of a poopy issue?
Is not.
Are you sure?
It is not because of poopies.
Did you have trouble when you were eating meat and you'd get constipated? So you said, man, if I eat veggies, I'll just
Clear
pull
right up.
things clear right
No,
up.
that is a happy side effect. That
Oh,
is not
yeah.
the reason. No, and it's definitely not the reason for the reason we eat a lot of the same foods is, I don't know. I guess the same reason anyone eats the same foods, you just get comfortable with those foods. And also, my wife doesn't like to experiment with foods, so she forces me to eat the same thing all the
Ah.
She's sitting next to me, so she can hear me say this.
I want you to go get an anchovy pizza.
Is this a question? Or is this you saying that?
Not just me saying it.
Oh, yes, I need to do that.
And then somebody just sent us a gift that says, "Do you have any Grey Poupon?" I guess that's from Mike Myers. What was that? Wayne's World. That was like a pretentious thing. Do you remember that
Was it?
commercial?
Yeah, there was the commercial
They
back in
drive
the
by the,
80s, yeah.
yeah, drive by on the car. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
It was classic commercial. That's when we were introduced to Dijon.
Dijon, yeah.
I do like I don't have any Grey Poupon, but I do have Dijon in my fridge.
Oh, yeah.
Just some, I don't know what brand it is. I always have Dijon. I like Dijon on a nice veggie sausage. Some
Ah.
sauerkraut, some onions. That's
I
good.
wonder if I'd lose weight if I ate with you, or if I would gain weight, or if I would stay the same, or if I
What?
would get constipated.
I don't
When I
think you'd be
well,
constipated.
when I ate the raw food, I got constipated. It fucked with me. The raw stuff that we ate.
You and Daryl were in bad shape.
No, I was making these little rabbit turds. They were like hard compressed turds. They would just shoot in the toilet and splash your ass. I just fucking hated it.
Yeah, I don't know why that is. Like, I don't know if your body was having a reaction, because I didn't have any reaction to it, but I guess I'm more used to fresher foods. Yeah,
And I don't know what was that burger, because I ate a burger. It was a raw
it looked
burger.
fine.
It was awful. I had to eat my way through it. Like, I had to fight through it.
That is, I tip my hat to you, sir, for trying to eat a raw hamburger, a raw veggie burger in the first place.
Well, it's the only thing that sounded appealing. I mean,
Barb had the right
I could have had a
idea.
salad, but it
That's
looked
what we should have.
it
That
looked
was
like
the
a
safest bet.
it
Yeah, the
looked like
salad
a
was the
it looked like
safest
a bunch of weeds that didn't have regular dressing, and I was really upset.
bet.
I can't get like, can I bring my own bottle of dressing?
Do you have any Grey Poupon?
Do you have any Grey Poupon? Do I have something I could drown the taste out with?
You raw Poupon? You say, bend over and let me check between your ass cheeks for some. Heating up any dressing down there? Nope, just burgers. Just burgers.
I think that was the last of the questions, but we did get some last-minute questions, so thank
Thank you
you,
for all your questions,
Nick.
listeners. And listeners who did not send in questions, do not feel shy. Feel
Send
free
them next time
to
to our
email
pretentious section where,
or Twitter
yep,
them.
Twitter them to @DBM00 and @MikeMyersBrunch. And we will get to those questions.
Or you can
Any
email them.
pretentious questions?
Yeah, just mark them as pretentious.
You can email us at BillandMike@comicbooknoise.com. And our website is geekbrunchpodcast.com. And you can also find us on Facebook with the same name, Geek Brunch Podcast. Click the like button. Follow
Indeed.
the episodes.
And if you leave us a review on iTunes, we may read your comment on the air in 9 years. So go ahead. So fantastic.
Yeah,
You'll be
we
able to
might do
he,
that.
it, who knows? You could be the host of the show reading back your comment from 9 years ago. It can happen.
And we,
It can
well,
happen.
yeah, you might be a host with me.
You could be the next Bill.
You can be the
Are you
next Bill
pretentious?
in 9
Maybe you can make a
years.
comment like, "This show is great. There's no, I don't know.
It's too pretentious.
It's too pretentious." Then you can come on and get rid of all the pretentiousness.
And I'm gonna read Bill's. I don't have it in its entirety here, but this was 9 years ago from DBM0000. So he's got more.
Back when I had 4 zeros.
He had four zeros instead of two.
So
And
two,
he
yes.
says Geek Brunch is one of the best. I've listened to a lot of comic podcasts, and Geek Brunch hooked me on the first listen. Honest, fun discussion of comics, movies, TV, and food by two guys and special guests who have a true love for all things and zero pretentiousness.
Yes.
I give
Zero
it an A
pretentiousness.
plus. And then you had a warning in there, but I don't know what it was. One warning though.
Warning.
Oh, their enthusiasm is
I think I was saying
addictive or
warning, it'll
something like
make you
that.
spend more on comics. Yeah.
Yeah, your enthusiasm is addictive or what is it? I can't think of what the word was, but
Contagious, infectious.
yeah, and then right underneath it was Keith's. He said, "Always on the top of the pile when a new one comes out. Mike and Heath are fun to listen to, and it's cool they have guests on now every episode." Manticore. And then the one below that is Embats. So it's like weird how we're like really close friends now. Like, and it came with like iTunes review 9 years ago.
Was funny. You have a record of when we first met all of everyone.
Yeah.
Since we don't have the
I
forum
wonder how
anymore.
shortly after was did you leave a review before you were on or after?
That I don't know. We'd have to look and see the date
Nine
stamp of
years. I don't think it'll give you
my
a
first
date
appearance.
on there. It'll just say like 9 years ago or 7 years ago or something like that.
No, I mean on the
Yeah, I'll have to go back
episode.
to the episode and see if I can pull the old Micah one and Bill one and release them again.
There was one before Mike and I were hosts. There was an episode where it was the three of us, that Mike and I were both guests on your on the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Before Heath left?
No, it was after Heath,
Oh.
but it was before we joined for real.
Oh, for real. So I like did one with myself and then added guests.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that phase, but I'll have to go back and listen. All right, well, we can wrap this baby up. I'll let you go get some lunch, which is probably the same thing you ate last weekend. But you ought to go hang out with Nick, man. He'll take you places. That guy can cook. Are you there?
Yeah, who are you talking about?
You! Isn't Nick in Chicago?
He is.
He can cook.
So
You
I should
should
go
go
make
by
him
his
cook.
house and have him cook some veggie meal.
That's good point. I should do that.
Just tell him you're showing up for dinner one night. One night when they're cooking fish or something. I heard one episode where he was going to get like fillets at some place. Like, I don't remember if it was halibut or cod or something, but.
Yes, he does do a lot of cooking. Both those guys do. They're
Yeah.
very, yes, they're far more adventurous than I in their culinary. Oh, that's too early.
If I
Their
had time,
culinary experiences.
I might do something. I don't have time to do anything.
You got to make the time.
Well, the time that I do have, I want to read comics or
Yeah, that's the
podcasts.
problem.
And then I probably can afford one movie a week, not money-wise, but time-wise. And then maybe three shows a week, and that's about all I really have time for. There's just not enough time in the day.
I agree.
And you can't go to C2E2 next year. So I don't know what's up with
I
that.
can't. I can go. They've moved C2E2.
I know. You said you're going to be on a in Florida at that time or whatever.
Well, I should be able to go because they moved it to the. It was at the last weekend of spring break. Now it's at the beginning of spring break, so we could leave for Florida after the weekend, like leave on Monday. That works for me. So I think it's better for me because then I can go to C2E2 and then
But
go
you
to
did
Florida.
say Baltimore was out this year because Melanie's gone, right?
Yeah, I can't go to Baltimore this year, which is good because I didn't go to Heroes to save money, so I shouldn't really go to Baltimore because then I'd be spending the money.
You don't need money.
I don't?
No.
Oh,
You
okay.
could just sell your body and use your elevator skills. Just do elevator work while you're there.
That's
There's
true. I want.
elevators everywhere you
There
go.
are elevators. I'll have to contact some of the hotels. Say, hey, do you need any
Safety
elevator work?
inspections or anything that I
Yeah,
could help with?
I need to come in to do a safety inspection. I need to stay for 4 days.
There you go.
A long inspection.
And then you're set.
I'll have to try that. But yes, I should be at C2E2, not Baltimore.
Well, not this year.
Not this year. 1 year, I swear I'm going to make it to that show.
Next year. You just save and don't spend your money on black bean burgers for a while.
It's all the. I got to stop spending all my money on the quinoa foie gras.
I'm
Got to lay off.
gonna have to ask Barb how to spell quinoa
And foie gras.
and foie gras. I think one of our listeners spelled foie gras for me, so
Oh, there
that
you
was a part of his pretentious question, so.
go.
All right, well, I will talk to you later then. Or did you want to talk after this podcast about the comics?
Yeah, we can do that for a couple
All
minutes.
right. All right, well, I'm gonna disconnect the recorder then.
All right.
If
Thanks for
I
listening.
know how, well, I better not disconnect it.
Why
I don't know
not?
how.
Well, you can end the call and then call me back.
Okay, I'll do
I'm gonna
that.
go to the bathroom, so give me
Okay.
5 minutes.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.